Alright, what's up guys? Welcome to Henchman Cast episode 20. We're
Sorry about last week.
Yeah, we had to take a week off because of Thanksgiving and family stuff. And
it was really hard to all get time together.
Yeah.
Hope you guys had
I catch Jacob's sickness or Lance's sickness or my sickness.
Yeah, exactly. But
you're too loud.
Yeah, hope you guys had a lot of good turkey, pumpkin pie.
Turkey, some great deals.
Taters.
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 Some gravy.
Killed
some soccer moms while buying that new Wii.
Yeah, buying that. I know Lance.
That you haven't gotten yet.
That yet, yeah.
Dot com.
But yeah.
GameStop.com.
Thanks for tuning in, you guys. We're also, as you can tell, we're joined by some special guests today. It's myself, Lance, Evan, and Sean. But we're also joined today by a couple guys from the Button Mashers.
The TBM.
We have Jerry, who's the head of the Button Mashers.
The CEO.
Yes.
CEO, I guess you could call it. And Ben, who also does kind of a WordPress called Playwise.
He's the Peter Parker.
And
Peter Parker of the Button Mashers, pretty much.
Sure, yeah. I guess I'm CEO of Playwise.
Oh, there you go.
Get some official titles going there.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
we're just all CEOs.
Yeah, we thought we'd give these guys kind of a little intro on our podcast and give our fans kind of a little heads up on what's going on. A good way to kind of introduce them to everybody. So
definitely,
let's go ahead and start with the introductions.
Okay, all right. Well, hey guys, I'm Jerry from the Button Mashers, and I'm the president of the gaming network. And currently, we're an international gaming network that produces commentaries, gameplays, guides, and such for our viewers on YouTube. And you can find us on thebuttonmashers.com. That links us right to the YouTube channel.
With a Z.
The Button Mashers with a Z at the end. Instead of an S.
So wait, you know what? I'm just going to ask this like...
Whoa.
What the heck?
No, I was going to your YouTube.
Oh, yeah, the epic music.
Okay. So I was just asking this flat out. Why did you guys name it with a Z?
With a Z, because...
Is there, like, a meaning behind that, or what's
I mean, we thought that...
Some Da Vinci Code stuff.
The Button Mashers with a Z was more cool with a Z at the end. Mm. You know, people talking leet speak. But no, let's not get into that, but... Well, we were... Basically, how we even chose the name of the Button Mashers was we wrote a list of about 200... domain names and everything.
Okay.
We checked every single domain name and all of them were taken, and we were just like, what the hell do we name this thing? I mean, it has to
click in, I guess.
Be an overall name where, you know, it's the Button Mashers doesn't like define one person. Right. It's a community.
Right, yeah.
So we're a gaming network and a community also.
Yeah.
And so we just checked the name thebuttonmashers.com with a Z, and it was available.
Woo!
We're eyeing that right now.
So there's no The Button Mashers with an S?
No.
That's taken already.
I don't think so, but...
What?
We definitely have... To, no! I mean...
I'm pretty sure it is another website with an S.
I'm
not sure.
And a hyphen.
Check it out.
You should
Look it up.
Challenge it.
Sick
idea. Challenge it right now. The Button Mashers.
The truth comes out on podcast 20.
Let's check it out.
It's a band.
There's a bunch of stuff. Yeah. I mean, there's also this, like, one-man operation in New York. It's buttonmashers.com.
Oh, man.
And they don't update a lot.
Well, we feel your pain.
Well, none of those guys are as good as you guys are.
Definitely. I mean, we've definitely established a community.
Obviously.
We're a growing community, and
it's growing pretty fast.
Yeah.
We've got quite a bit of directors.
We have directors.
From Netherlands, New Zealand?
Well, I'll just explain the director program. Well, basically, our directors create the videos, the commentaries, the gameplays, and such, and we upload them to the network channel, and we sponsor them and promote their videos. And the way we find these people most often is we just go around YouTube and recruit and just find the people who are talented. And I mean, so far we've got a great team. So far, 18 people, and those people are scattered all across the world. We've got
Hence the international
part. Hence international. We just recruited a guy from Australia, you know, wanted to do that cool Australian accent. Got guy in England, the Netherlands, Wolverine. Sweden, Canada. Most of them are in America.
Oh.
And, awesome. Yeah, we got a guy in Atlanta. Legend commentaries.
So exotic.
Yeah, Atlanta, Georgia. And a guy in Texas and scattered all over the place. A lot of them are in California, too.
Cool, but,
cool.
Yeah.
It's a very diverse group. I was
yeah, definitely through, is. So. We're trying
got
to get
good,
that diversity.
Got a good thing going, so. But it's nice that we can kind of promote each other, help each other out, and kind of do this kind of little
We've actually beaten our viewer record last month.
Yeah, oh, yeah?
We've
ever since you posted that thing up,
I'll spike
100 viewers.
No, yeah, instantly
in like 30 minutes.
Well, if you look at my screen, this is what it is. It's like that's pretty much what it was. That was the video, and that's kind of just like ever since.
Hold on, let me grab it really quick.
Just read that. Out.
I have to move that thing.
Yeah.
Can you all see it?
Kind of.
There we go.
You see that spike?
Right there, that big spike.
Yeah,
big spike.
Was that the day?
That's the day you posted out. So it was like...
Wow.
It's pretty helpful.
It's pretty insane.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, it's great that we can kind of get this thing going, help each other out. And
we've got a lot of dedicated viewers.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it definitely seems like you guys have a good thing going.
But, trying to get an extremely friendly community going. If there's anyone who's a troll or anything like that, the ban hammer comes down.
Oh,
you're blocked. No. We do not want you trolling our viewers or directors or anything. But then again, we don't block everybody. Because
we've had our trolls.
We've had a couple.
We've had our trolls. But it's not like, oh my god, it's the biggest issue we've ever had in our entire life.
Yeah.
There's people like, hey, you want to buy Nike's Air Jordans for $5? Go here.
We've had our share of spammers, too.
Yeah, we've had our share of spammers.
Oh, like guys are just posting links?
We've had quite a few people come in our forum and
selling
just like, Nike Jordans!
Air Force One.
Nike Jordans, $5!
Like 500 list of purse. Stuff that you can buy. It's like, okay,
here
you go. And Harvey. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I've seen that little description or whatever when you post a message. You don't want people advertising or anything like that.
That's not really what we
that's
want.
That's the last thing we want.
Kind of
and we'll delete it right away.
Want it to be a good kind of atmosphere where people can talk about games. And
definitely.
And I guess get good information about games because we're trying to get all the... I mean, we're not going to be as fast as some of the top websites, but we're going to try and get everything out there.
Oh, yeah.
And try and get a good conglomeration of everything so that... people don't have to sift through all these sites. They can get kind of a good general idea of what's going on in the gaming industry, right?
They get it from human faces and not the corporate machines.
True.
Exactly.
The world.
And you guys know quality is better over quantity,
but
once you get the quantity going, that's when you guys get
really
noticed.
True.
And
I mean, we've recently got a couple posters who've definitely gotten pretty quick at posting and getting the news out there, so that's always good.
Yeah, and I've actually done my share of linking your guys' news articles on Reddit.com.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Have you guys seen views from Reddit.com?
I made
an account on that site the other day. It's pretty helpful.
Yeah, it is, and we try to get all the directors to post videos right onto Reddit because a lot of viewers, go to the certain channels like League of Legends channel on Reddit.com or Minecraft or whatever, and we have commentators to do League of Legends and Minecraft. And so we just post a subreddit right up.
Nice.
You guys don't like Minecraft?
No, I've yet to delve into Minecraft. It's just been a huge kind of fad lately.
I'm still not sure what the whole hype is,
but I've been tempted to try it out.
Let's play some Minecraft.
You like Little Eggplant.
I do. I mean,
it's kind of
building. All right, well, I mean,
no, it's definitely intrigued me because I kind of like those things where it's build your own kind of world.
Little
and like,
Big Planet?
Yeah, Little Big Planet kind of thing where it's like build your own world. Or maybe even kind of reminds me of Animal Crossing a little bit where you're kind of building your own town, but it doesn't really have any like AI stuff like Animal Crossing.
But you can do more with it too. I don't know if you guys saw the arithmetic
computer.
Oh, yeah, there's like people are making
basically a CPU virtually.
Oh, yeah, on Minecraft, yeah.
It's insane.
I saw that, like with all these switches and everything.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't think
it didn't really have
any output in the game, but it's just sort of a proof of concept.
Yeah, yeah.
You can
do the concept.
Crazy
stuff. People are making like scale models of the Death Star and stuff, or
in the USS Enterprise.
Yeah,
I've seen that. I actually saw a guy. He made a bunch of switches on a wall, and he programmed the switches so it was a sequence of up and downs or whatever, zeros and ones to open a door.
Really?
And he was like, "Yeah, the code is like 01000011," and he's like, "It opened."
Oh,
I was like, why am I watching this? But okay,
I've seen somebody like recreate the entire Pokemon world block by block. I'm a little Pokemon biased. I thought it was pretty sweet.
It's
they have too much time.
Those people are definitely pretty.
Like some people, I think have way too much time on Minecraft. But
it shows,
and it's like it's pretty sweet when they do the good work.
Did you see the Rapture one where they recreated Rapture?
No,
really?
Like they even have the plane that's on fire in the ocean, and you swim over to the thing.
Oh man,
insane!
It's pretty intense.
Yeah,
and that's the cool thing with like Little Big Planet. There's a bunch of levels on that.
Yeah, I mean
people make Geometry Wars out of a side scroller or whatever.
I mean, there's so many cool things. Like that's why I'm so excited for the second one, because there's so many possibilities that people can do. I mean, you can make literally. I think somebody's made it a first person shooter out of the game somehow. I don't know exactly how they did it, but there's some crazy possibilities with that game. And just the first one had so many things that it has me excited for January.
I'm actually excited for that game.
A Little Big Planet 2 looks pretty sweet. Yeah, that's what we promised.
Alright, well, let's ask Ben.
Oh, yes.
Who are you?
Wow. Yeah. We kind of got off on a tangent there.
Yeah. That's what happens on the podcast. But, yeah.
Yeah.
So, what's up with you? Who are you?
My name is Ben Wade, and I run Playwise with an S.
How else are you
going to
spell it?
No Z.
Hey.
No Z.
Oh, the button masher. Why?
Oh, man.
Come on. Anyway. So, yeah, it's spelled like you think.
Is it playwise.com?
No, it's Playwise.
Does it have its own domain?
No, it doesn't.
Playwise.wordpress.com.
So, anyway, the blog, actually, I started it for a class in August.
Cool.
And it's sort of evolved into something more than that, and it's
awesome.
It's focused more on the news side of gaming, I guess, like more journalistic than like Destructoid or IGN or whatever.
Okay. Kind of more editorials and stuff. It seems like when I was looking, kind of opinions, maybe
some stuff. Some
kind
stuff,
of a little like your own kind of opinion on. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, of course, we have reviews, which aren't quite. Yeah, they're kind of their own genre of writing, I guess. But,
right.
Yeah, so now we're sort of trying to expand to anything with Jerry, Button Mashers.
Yeah.
And we're going to be making videos and hopefully getting tons of side views because of the Button Mashers.
Yeah, well, Ben and I actually met because of Dungeon Defenders and Trendy Entertainment. I started doing some video footage from Dungeon Defenders, you know, filming or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then Ben actually, or Augie, who's the CEO of Trendy, he told me about Ben, and we started emailing each other and sort of talking that way. And you know.
Yeah, I interviewed Augie for Trendy for an article I wrote. I'm a journalism major at UF, so I was in a reporting class, and my interest is games, so I talked to him. And I basically wanted to do like a documentary with him about whatever games that they're working on. And Jerry was already kind of doing something similar, so we just sort of met that way, and it progressed from there.
Stuff like Developer Diaries.
Yeah,
those interesting stuff.
Sort of like
really
documentary
awesome.
Style videos and stuff.
Real production videos.
I really enjoy those kind of things. That's always I always enjoy kind of like behind the scenes stuff and kind of seeing what developers and stuff.
So are you guys
that's
based
cool.
on a certain console or are
no,
you?
No,
pretty much
everything.
Anything, right? Everything. And
we're trying to do absolutely everything. And
okay.
Because
the goal
you
is expansion.
Black Ops.
Oh yeah,
a bunch of PC stuff. I mean,
I'm not a big PC gamer.
I'm not a big PC gamer, so I don't really know everything. But I'm just looking from your channel.
Yeah, we're trying to get into StarCraft too, because that's a big area for people to watch. We have no idea if you put up like a StarCraft series, you're gonna get 5,000 subscribers right away. Boom.
Yeah, I had 100 views on just some random commentary I did on a StarCraft game that I played with someone for an article. It was just sort of like accompanying video with my article.
Mm-hmm.
It was totally random, made in like 10 minutes,
right.
And it's gotten like hundreds of views, which I didn't put it out there at all for anyone to see. It's just on the blog, and it's already got.
I know one of our most popular articles is StarCraft, and then was it Amnesia: Dark Descent?
We had a lot of like all our PC game reviews.
Seem to get a lot of views.
Seem to have a lot of views.
Well, I mean, you know that PC gamers are right there on the computer, so they can just minimize and go right to YouTube and search the internet.
Yeah.
Find you guys, find us. You're like, oh.
I mean, sadly, sadly, we don't have a lot of PC stuff, but the stuff that we do have does get a lot of
whatever
views.
Whatever's compatible with the computers.
We try to do as much of a variety as we can, but I mean, obviously we're not the biggest PC. We're more focused on consoles, but we do have the PC stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
guys should expand your focus.
We're trying. We've got some PC stuff. So
you need to download Poker at the Inventory, and then all the TF2 and Sam and Max fans will come flooding.
Hey, I think you guys should expand more towards iPod games. Actually,
oh really?
We're trying to have an iPod touch game. Yeah.
Every time I look on, it's all about iPod games or Zynga games, whatever.
I mean, as much as you want to say it's not like a legit gaming thing, I mean, it's still a pretty popular medium, whatever it is.
It is, I mean. I think it has like the highest sales too for gaming.
Oh yeah, I mean.
I know Zynga surpassed EA in like quarterly revenues.
I mean, the App Store's got to be making millions.
Zynga, like the blogging site Zynga?
Although I was reading something about
Frontierville, all that crap makes more money than EA.
Wow.
Yeah, I was reading something about Bobby Kotick. He doesn't agree with
mobile games.
No, he like that's not like the way he wants his company to go. Stop playing footsies
again.
But yeah, that's like he doesn't want his company going that direction. I'll post that article.
Which
up.
Is surprising. He likes to whore out all the games, so why wouldn't he put them on? Like,
I mean, he has the resources and the money to actually have some, and it'll probably give him more.
Maybe he's trying to get a good on the good side with the console gold gamers and stuff.
To get an inch.
Who knows?
He doesn't really have the cleanest image, but
yeah. All right. Well, there you go.
That's a good intro. Yeah. I mean, it's great to be kind of partnering up and advertising each other.
It's awesome being local. I mean,
I mean, you can't complain whenever you're living right next to each other. So
yeah, Lance,
we can just like go to your houses and like.
So now you know we now what Lance right?
Lance.
Okay, Lance and I live like right down the street from each other, and now we both work at the same.
Wait, do
place.
We live right down the street?
Yeah, like I could walk. Your house.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, you know what's so funny?
What?
The directions we got from
Google Maps
were totally effed up.
They made you like go
around? Yeah.
Just drive around.
Honestly, house is like right, the apartment's right over there. We could have just gone further down tower, come down, what's this road here? Well, it doesn't matter, but
that road.
Instead, let's just tell everybody where Lance is.
That general area.
Like a sniper. Like,
a red dot. Oh, shit.
Like, just kill the BGH winner. But yeah, that's cool. I didn't know you live close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be best friends.
Small world. We'll hang out. Like, play Sonic Riders.
Play Sonic Free Riders. Like, hey, can Ben play?
I have a question.
High fives.
Air high fives.
What if you're actually neighbors? That'd be even weirder.
That'd be really
whoa.
Scary. Yeah. Like, you live next door.
Actually, I live in your basement.
We're in Florida.
Yeah. Well,
you live underground.
You can have a basement. I wanted to know. Did you know that the Button Mashers was
about to die.
Gainesville? Did you know that we were in Gainesville?
I actually did.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Where'd you hear us from?
How did I actually...
Was it Thomas?
No, it wasn't Thomas.
It was weird.
It was Thomas? Oh, yeah.
It was weird. What were they doing? Maybe I was just Facebook stalking.
Oh, really?
I was just like looking around, and I'm like...
That's what Lance does in his
Facebook. That's what I do.
He Facebook stalks.
I just like Facebook stalks and like print random pictures.
Oh, God.
Like a little collage. No, like I was looking at like Facebook, and I'm like... What is this, the Button Mashers? Because for some reason, well, I guess I was looking at people's pictures.
Yeah.
And I see this weird, the Button Mashers thing.
Yeah.
And it's tagged with like 5 million people, or probably 10, 20.
What? 5
There's
million?
There's like 20 people. And I'm like, who is the Button Mashers? So I went to the website, and I see this whole commentary thing. So the first thing I do is, I sent a message to this kid. I don't know if you know him, but I don't know his name anymore.
Ian Seal?
I think that's him.
Yeah. He's
Did he tell you?
Yeah. No, he didn't tell me.
He never told you anything?
No.
You gotta fire him.
I just... Well, it was the day of...
He never texted me back.
Yeah, what the heck is this?
Ian.
Yeah, but... Yeah,
I... Called you out. Podcast 20.
There you go.
I'll make sure he listens to this.
Facebook. Everyone. All right, no. But like, I sent him a message. Then I was like, okay, obviously he's not the president. Then I saw a Jerry kid. Like, your name's like everywhere. I'm like, okay.
No, my name was awesome.
Yeah. I was like, this is probably the guy. So I sent you a message.
Yeah.
And I was like, since they live in Gainesville, like, why not?
Yeah.
And then you went to our high school, which is weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which is weirder.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey. Next thing you know, creepy stalkerish.
And you know what's even weirder is we were talking about doing video reviews and such, and I was contacted by another group, and they're called Tranquility Studios, and they didn't say who they were, so I thought it was one of you following up on some video reviews, and so for like a day, I had a complete discussion about like VGH and what we're gonna do, and I was like, and then this guy's like, oh, no, what?
With these random people.
And I was like, oh, wait. No, okay, so I mentioned, you know, the initials VGH, and he goes, oh, so that must be the guys you're working with. I was like, wait a minute. Who are you? We're TS. And I'm like...
Are they based in Gainesville as
you
well?
You can tell me
I don't
this
think
before.
So. Oh. I think they're... I'm not going to say anything because I have no idea where they are. Right. But... Google they actually them. Have like a Halo series that they're gonna want us to host, like Rooster Teeth. Nice.
Oh, cool!
It's called Open for Business, and it's pretty. It's a comedy, and it's really funny. And they've been doing it for a while. I actually contacted them like 5 months ago when the Button Mashers was first starting. We were trying to get people to join, like directors and such. Right. And they simply said, "You guys aren't big enough. You guys aren't professional enough."
She said. Wow.
And then, what do you know? They contacted me personally
a week ago. They contacted you?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you lost your chance, dude.
Well, what we ended this conversation was with that they would contact us as back when they thought we were big enough to do something. But now we're like five times their size.
Yeah.
Now,
oh, really?
Six, seven times their size. And they're like, you know.
No, they're,
now they're like,
they're the.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We made a mistake.
Crawling back to Jerry.
Yeah, I know.
That's like a success story.
Yeah. People make mistakes.
In your face. He was homeless 10 days ago.
Hell yes!
Oh, does make me
cry. That tells you a lot what you can do with the internet.
Yeah.
Believe me. There's a lot you can do. Oh my god. Most of our viewers are actually from 4chan.
Do you know that like a 12-year-old kid or something started 4chan? I'm not sure what age he was, but he was like a little kid.
He
kid started this. And
really? And it just turned into like
this big disgusting baby thing, you know.
You know if you post someone's picture on 4chan, their life sort of went through.
Know that. Why? Because they're gonna make like a...
We should try that and experiment.
Yeah. Hey Lance, what are we...
That's supposed to Evan's face.
I want to put a picture of his dog.
Social network version of 4chan.
They're gonna like draw like penises over it.
Oh,
like,
God.
You guys, where is he?
Where is
he? It's gonna be a...
Huh?
Is he over there?
That animal weird stuff.
Oh, he's on like a corner.
Let's hope he doesn't rip the mic off the table like last
time. Oh, I know he ran and ripped it off.
Man, that was a...
All right.
Noisy.
Well, that's...
All right, cool.
Well, that's the end of the podcast.
I don't know. That was actually good because I don't think there's really too many new games that came out recently.
Yeah,
so
I don't really
have too much to talk about.
Do you guys want to play Super Meat Boy or Fallout?
All three of them are Super
Meat
Boy.
It just came out on PC.
Yeah.
And then PETA did a spoof called Super Tofu Boy. Okay.
And now they're playing off that.
It was horrible. Yeah. I don't know if you guys tried it.
I played the
so
Cooking
bad.
Mama game they made and then the Mario Brother parody. Those sucked. Those were
awful.
Gross.
And so like I don't even know what they're trying to say. It's like Super Meat Boy isn't really promoting eating meat at all.
See the...
That's the weird thing.
Okay, the weird thing is they have like a effed up backstory on the side of Super Meat Boy. Where Meat Boy isn't
like
a piece of meat, he's a kid
that
doesn't have skin.
Oh, yeah.
So,
he's not even meat. He's just a dude.
Yeah, well, if you think about anything without skin, is therefore meat.
Yeah.
He's not a boy. Even an animal, though.
Well, and then the funny thing is, like, you were saying that then they spoofed it on, like, the Team Meat made Tofu Boy unlockable character.
Is he?
And yeah, he's horrible. He's like a deathly, sickly looking meat boy.
He has like no eyes.
Well, I saw what he looks like.
You can't even pass the first level.
You know the first level that's a step and then you step back and then that's it?
It is
he can't get up that.
Like I
can't jump from one side to the other.
Yeah.
That's really bad.
Like the first level is literally just you jump onto a platform. Yeah. You can't even finish the first level with this guy.
Like you try to wall jump but it's like
that's pretty funny.
And the funny thing to unlock him, you type in pedophile, P-E-T-A, pedophile.
The only thing I don't like about that whole story, like, is if you know the backstory, like how the guy was trolling the Peta Web forums and be like, yeah, let's make fun of Super Meat Boy and all that.
Oh.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Yeah.
It's dumb. Like, I don't see what they're... And then, oh,
like, I don't support trolling, but in the end, it's still pretty funny.
There's an achievement.
There's an achievement if you unlock the Tofu Boy, and it says something like, oh boy, you changed the world, or something like making fun of Power.
There's a funny thing he put up on Twitter or something, where he says he was a joke, or at the end of one of the blog posts, said, here's a joke, how many PETA members to take to change a light bulb? None. PETA can't change anything.
Oh.
Yeah. He's been ragging on pretty bad, actually.
PETA roast.
It backfired pretty badly for them.
That sucks. I mean, they took the time to actually, like, copy the game.
They took the time to copy the game.
They spent more money making the parody that's 10 levels than Team Meat made making a 300-level really good game.
That's hilarious.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. Shows you what they do with their money.
So anyway,
they waste it.
Don't pay attention to PETA and go play Super Meat Boy.
Exactly. I mean, it's a fantastic game. So.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But yeah, have you been playing anything new?
I played Castlevania.
Anybody play Donkey Kong?
No,
new game.
No.
Which one?
I just been playing Black Ops.
I want to, but
I got like 20 games I need to play.
Really
I got nice multiplayer.
I heard about Assassin's Creed multiplayer being really good.
It's
Brothers multiplayer.
We were just broadcasting that a little bit a while ago.
Really? I mean, no, it sounds like fun, because,
no,
like...
No, don't pay attention to him.
You're,
it's awesome.
You're in an environment,
get out.
And...
Froze on me!
Well...
He had a bad experience. I mean, it's not the most polished thing yet,
like
because... I mean, they're trying something new, which
it's a cool idea.
It's really fun when it works.
A little bit,
Like, there's a couple issues where you'll have, like, having trouble finding games and stuff like that. But, I mean, as far as lag and stuff, I haven't really had too much lag during the game. I mean... I guess it depends on your connection and stuff like that. Whether, I mean,
yeah, mine takes a long time.
A different experience, but from what I've played, it's like really fun because it's a nice break from all the other kind of
shoot 'em up
style. Like,
because it's like because
we've seen pretty much all the multiplayer, but now it's like Assassin's Creed is something kind of new, and it's really tense. Like you're just going out in this match, and you don't know who's gonna like
I
come out
try
and stab
it out.
You or
I have
gonna,
not
like,
tried it. I want to try.
You can try it out.
It's
the podcast.
After
the
podcast,
definitely.
You can
try it.
It's like it's so tense because you're just looking behind your back. You don't want to run across
it's
the
really
map
because
if you run,
people will notice, and you don't want to even like jump or anything.
The AI doesn't run. So.
I've heard that it can be a little broken though, because actually, if you run and don't play stealthily, usually you'll be able to win the matches rather than if you actually try to be stealthy.
Seems like there's a few balancing issues.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it's going to come with a new multiplayer kind of game that nobody's ever done before.
Yeah, it's a new...
I mean, for what it is, I've really enjoyed it. Like, I still have to play this.
I applaud the effort, though. I mean, it seems like a great idea, so they just need to polish it.
So, I see you got a new background?
Yeah.
It's
actually a Wii game.
Reju Rabbits?
Yeah, I mean, I try to change the background for our site, like, whatever game's coming out.
It's not advertisement?
We kind of do a thing where
let people know.
See, like, oh, this game's coming out. We have Assassin's Creed Brotherhood on there. It's like, oh, this game comes out, like, today.
It's a Wii game that's coming out.
It changes every day.
Something about
and it changes every day because I'm not contented. Because
Lance is never...
I, like, see it, I'm like...
Lance can
like,
never stick with
see that
for more than a
white
week.
Rabbit with a crazy face.
Yeah,
that's not an image for video game henchmen.
No.
But whatever.
I know you were like, "Is that turkey the logo on your video?" You're like, that turkey is probably not their logo.
Yeah.
We had like a Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, because usually every like 7 days before a holiday, we change our logo into like something.
sense. Yeah, so like Halloween, we had like this Google kind of zombie henchy.
Cool,
thing.
I know.
And for Thanksgiving, we had the
pretty innovative. Awesome. I know.
7 days before Christmas, we'll have some kind of holiday themed henchy. So
we'll have like a
kind of a cool thing.
12 days of Christmas.
You better do it. 5 days.
We're gonna give him like a menorah.
Yeah, you better not be insensitive to all different religious
people. That's the thing we were talking about last night.
I know. We were like, should we give him like a menorah and a
Hanukkah?
You don't
why don't you just say happy holidays?
Kwanzaa,
and be done with it.
Festivus.
Just have like a tattoo of like
holidays. No, no Seinfeld fans.
We just have a bunch of badges.
Get out of my house! No, I'm kidding.
Get out of my house.
He likes France.
No, but yeah, that's what we try to do. And the slider. So, I don't know.
You might want to try once you get bigger, that can actually be advertisement and everything.
That's what she
said. Wait, what?
What?
You don't think so?
No, I said that's what she said. Anyways. We're just doing this, like, pretty much for fans. I mean, we don't have, like, real advertisement so far, but...
Maybe one day.
It makes the site look pretty good.
Yeah, it does.
It
does.
It makes it legit.
GameStop ads, what are the headsets?
We can't talk about
that. Yeah, can't talk about GameStop.
Can't talk about GameStop. Sorry.
Actually, we could get in trouble. So.
Hey, we didn't say anything about employees or anything about GameStop. No,
that I said earlier.
I am not affiliated with GameStop.
I'm not affiliated either. Well,
we're none of us are affiliated.
We meant to say GameSpot.
It's your own
yeah,
I'm
to say.
Well, GameSpot is a YouTube channel.
Go to your local
Stop
Rhino Games. Go to your local
Stop
Games.
Stop Games.
Stop.
Evan knows what I'm talking about.
Dude, I remember all the places in the mall. This used to be the shit.
Oh, yeah. Rhinos, Software, etc.
Oh, I know, right?
Rhinos!
Yeah, I worked around a video game for 2 years.
Really?
Yeah, I'm an oldie.
How old are you?
No, it's embarrassing.
Oh.
40s.
Woman.
I think 40s. I'm 24, but I'm older than everyone in all my classes. So. It's always weird. No one believes me anymore. Oh,
I did not know that.
You didn't even
the
know
truth comes out.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
Jerry. What happened
to Ben and Jerry?
Now it's Jerry and Ben.
Jerry and Ben.
Oh, man.
All right. Well,
we're not an ice cream shop.
What else have you guys played?
We're going to get all sorts of sued after this.
Believe me,
we're so independent.
Delicious ice cream, if you want to go to Ben and Jerry.
I know, since he's a journalist major, he's still, like, careful about what he says.
No, he knows all the ins and outs.
He's like, I can't see this. I can't see that.
What I was wondering, in the Assassin's Creed multiplayer, I noticed... Whenever you get near, like, NPCs, your shoulder always turns like you do in the main story mode, mm-hmm. where you're, like,
kind of
touching dudes.
Yeah.
Do you notice that, like, if you're, like, there's a group of people, but that's the only character model that's reacting to the environment in any way?
Well, I mean, if they don't pass them, then you kind of, you're in a group.
Yeah, if you're in a group, though, but you're in a group and then your dude's, like...
If you go into a group and you just stay there for like a few seconds, your person will start talking.
Yeah, well, because like if you stand in front of like say a group of people are in front of like a marketplace, mm-hmm. and they're all interacting with each other. If you go stand in that spot, the little web comes out that was in Assassin's Creed 2, and then all of a sudden your character will start like start waving and stuff. That's kind of like a distraction thing. But I mean, I see what you mean. I mean, I've never really. I guess notice that too much because I'm always.
I'm just wondering if it's just on your screen that it's displaying that, or if the person like if Jester is walking up to people
would,
and you're not.
I would assume that it would look. I would think that it would look like he was walking through the couch, kind of doing that same motion as well.
See, that would be a big tell.
Yeah, usually whenever I guess because I don't really do that. Like if I'm gonna walk in a group, I'm gonna stay usually in the back or like. Try and get in the middle, because if you can walk with the group and not like mm-hmm. do the whole brush thing, brush the shoulder,
okay.
like maybe that's just because that's my place
between everyone. Then you'll be fine.
It's pretty tough most of the time to tell. I mean, okay. if a person's making a beeline to you, then you start getting like a little sweaty and you're like, oh gosh.
You do a smoke bomb, stun them.
I really want to try this out. It sounds like it's pretty intense.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
I'll admit, it's
pretty fun. Yeah.
It's fun. It's
got a few like not flaws, but the little kind of quirks like that could be fixed, but it's definitely worth a try.
Who do you play as?
Especially what I like is also how the single
player... The guy has a hood.
Yeah, he's got the hood, or the I think it's the courtesan.
Doesn't he also have a hidden blade or something?
I think so. He's kind of like an Ezio, seems like.
He's a rip-off.
Prowler?
Unoriginal
Ezio. Prowler's exactly like Ezio.
Yeah, he's pretty much Ezio. But, I mean, they're all pretty cool. I like the Butcher, though, is pretty... He's like a big, burly guy with a huge beard. He just, breaks people's backs. I think that's one of his moves.
With his Gimli... Yeah. Gimli.
He does look like Gimli.
He plays Gimli.
What else? We played Splatterhouse. Splatterhouse was.
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
It looked like.
Kind of. I mean,
it looked like all it was is just as much gore as you can get in an action game.
Much gore and much cussing.
Oh yeah.
And it's like okay, no boobs though.
Oh really?
Surprise.
It seems like that game.
What's the story about?
It just did not deserve to be remade because you look at the old one; it was only popular because it was gory.
The good thing about it is that in the game, it actually gives you an option to play the classic games.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So
you should buy the $60 new game. So you can play.
You can play like old games and the new game. But like, yeah, I mean,
it's probably not going to be $6 for long.
Oh, actually, yeah, there is boobs. Never mind. Yeah, there is boobs. Oh.
Well, I remember.
Spoiler.
I printed it out. I captured it with my capture card. So I'll post it up. But the story is, I don't know. I feel like the story was really like.
Is it the same one as the first one?
It's like, I never played the first
guy
one.
Guy and girlfriend.
But I feel like
go
it's
into
actually
mansion,
the same, yeah.
Find Jason mask that becomes part of them.
Yeah, and yeah.
Sounds very intellectual.
It's really good. I mean, and the ending's very like abrupt as well. So.
Oh, yeah.
How long
the high art? Of
how long the game? It took me. I don't know. I was playing on and off. So, but if I was playing it from, I would say I'll give it like 7 hours.
Oh wow,
that's
7 hours.
Short. Yeah, that's not even that long.
That's about regular now for an action game.
Regular
now.
Game, yeah. Regular extreme. Hack and slash.
With your fists.
Yeah. With your fists, that turns into, like, claws.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Spoilers. Bat. Sounds like you get nightmares from that.
What about Castlevania?
Oh, gosh. Don't even get me started.
Where is it?
That's the ending.
I already returned it.
Oh, really?
Returned it to... I'm not saying.
A local game store.
A local game store. Rhino Games. Are they even...
Okay. Well, I
they're
think
they're back
like,
up there.
Game crazy.
Don't say that. Anyways, yeah, I read like it's a 2-disc special.
Oh yeah.
Or maybe it's originally 2-disc. I don't know, but I hated it.
Really?
Oh, you hated it?
I hated
it.
You beat
really?
It?
No, I didn't even beat it.
Wait,
it's like
a question. Did you actually finish this game though?
No.
What Castlevania?
I,
no, because it's
the,
so.
See,
long.
I heard the story was
yeah,
like.
Did
really
you finish
good.
Any game?
I do.
I've heard of it as, like, kind of weird.
Oh, yeah. That's what it's
the Splatterhouse.
I heard it's a good story for your Castlevania fans.
Come on.
Yeah.
So did it capture, like, the aesthetic of the 2D Castlevanias?
I heard no. I heard it was like,
it's
like it was
not
a, it's
even.
A, it was a good game, but like they should not have tacked on the
Kojima. Like
it originally wasn't even a Castlevania game.
Yeah.
I heard there's a lot of fetch quests in it, too. Like, kind of just go here, do this.
Go, like... gather something and like
yeah.
get some gems and like I don't know it's lame.
Oh, man.
But death me off. Death Eve probably isn't even in it.
Yeah, no. There's this
what?
Like
you can't die?
No, like in Castlevania's there was always
well,
death
I mean,
as like
can.
The second to last boss
oh,
kind
oh,
of
oh,
and,
I
like,
mean, there was no death.
And like
no consequences.
I don't know.
Magical
like,
girl just grabs you.
The environment is really captivating though.
Yeah.
Like it's really nice.
You didn't like.
It reminded me of Avatar.
You didn't like Captain John Luke
what?
Picard.
I know.
Castlevania reminded you of Avatar.
Who?
Captain Picard as your ally.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he's the narrator.
Tony Stewart.
Oh, is he?
Tony Stewart.
Yeah.
No, I don't know, but like I don't
yeah.
know. I hated
and the main guy is voiced by. It's the guy in.
He's really emotionless too.
It's the guy in.
Like you'll just see his
later.
Face, just like.
Have you seen 28 Weeks Later?
Uh-huh, yeah.
He's the dad. That's Cillian the dad.
Really?
He plays... No, not... not
the one that
not,
goes crazy?
Wait,
yeah, the dad. Have you seen 28 Weeks Later? The,
yeah.
The zombie?
It's
the zombie
you know the dad
yeah.
who gets, like, turned
yeah.
into a zombie?
The dad
he plays
that's, like,
the main character
vomited
who's playing
on?
Lords of Shadows.
I don't like it.
Okay.
He even feels
like it. Was like, Malfoy's dad or something?
Yeah, Jason Isaacs was, he played...
Wait,
I think he played Dracula. Didn't he? I think he played a villain...
He's in it?
Draco Malfoy's
dad?
Yeah, he's Jason Isaacs.
Wait, he's in Castlevania?
Yeah.
Whoa!
I didn't know.
The character.
Cool.
It was quite a celebrity list in that game, which I was surprised.
I was surprised too, but I didn't reach it to that.
I heard Hermione's in it.
When Dumbledore showed up, that was the biggest.
Have you guys seen Hermione's new haircut?
She shaved her head.
Wait, she shaved it?
She shaved.
She's got like the boy.
Yeah.
Like, super short.
What the hell?
For what? I've moved.
No, she just did it.
Because she's a
I really just want to run into one of her classes at Brown one day, and if she ever answers a question right, just be like, 10 points for Gryffindor.
I bet. I wonder if somebody's done that. That would be terrible.
I bet they get it every day.
Every day.
Every day of their life.
Especially got pissed off and shaved her head off.
I mean, I was wondering, like, you gotta wonder why she would go back to, like, want to go to college, because you know there's a bunch of douchebags who just be like, Hermione!
She's gonna be like, shut up.
She probably ignores him.
I mean, she's already made like millions of dollars.
Yeah, so she probably has bodyguards.
Hey, mate.
She's worth $36 million.
Well, there you go.
Really, don't be spending my
that's sexist.
Don't be spending my Microsoft points on CSI.
Lawrence Fishburne the game.
Fishburne.
Lawrence Fishburne. Morpheus. Yeah, Kojima.
Well, Kojima's like,
name
anything.
Was on
he,
it.
He like he was just tagged. Supervised.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was
surprised when I saw
Kojima's
name. I was like, what?
That was pretty much a...
But I didn't like it.
That was pretty much
don't get it.
Strategy.
I feel like, don't get it.
I heard you could play a snake, I think.
Wait, a snake?
Yeah, no stealth
as snake.
Snake.
Solid snake.
Like, in Castlevania?
In Castlevania?
Really?
If you like beat it once, and you play a snake.
What?
Yeah. I know that. Raiden.
Interesting.
That's crazy.
You make that up.
Oh, I don't...
Oh, yeah, Raiden's in Brotherhood, right?
I saw just Ezio in this, like, Raiden suit. That was weird.
Wait, the
picture I saw.
I
was
forgot
like,
to like, check that out.
I haven't.
Oh, yeah,
is that in multiplayer?
No,
no,
it's a
that's in single,
player.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't checked that out yet.
I remember it was what Prince of Persia 2008. You could play as Altair, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you play as Altair in every game.
In Metal Gear Solid 4, you could play as Altair.
That's really weird.
That was kind of weird how everybody was like just incorporating Ubisoft's Altair
I know.
And stuff. That you're,
yeah,
I
never just like understood what the conflict like, the Nami Ubisoft like team up was.
Yeah, I don't really know, but hey, it was cool. I mean,
did they ever elaborate on that, or is it just like randomly? Hey, look, there's Altair.
I don't actually know. I think it was maybe because Assassin's Creed was a little bit like kind of a stealth. Maybe they were just like associating stealth with stealth. It's like, hey, we can have a stealth. Oh, is that him?
That's totally not like Raiden's hair, so. He has like a ponytail, like Ezio would wear.
Oh yeah, that's
kind of weird.
That's kind of strange, because the picture I saw like had Raiden's face, and, or at least
it
looked like.
I saw his face. Too.
Yeah, he's just in like Raiden's.
Maybe you can get like the suit or whatever. I don't know, and put it on.
He's really weird looking.
Isn't there like a training thing in it?
Yeah, there's like a VR.
Do those?
Oh,
that's how
you
unlock
it.
Oh, I didn't even do that.
I have to play some more of that game because
I didn't do training.
I was sick last weekend.
I'm pro.
Play too much. But I played a little bit. I think I saw you playing Isle of Milo.
Yeah,
I played the
demo.
That was
Did you get it?
I purchased it because it was really fun.
I got it too. Yeah, the game's awesome. Play with my girlfriend. It's perfect.
Oh yeah,
because it's two players and it's not too hard. So.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool like little puzzle kind of
girl
like
gamer
it's got
girl.
A nice aesthetic and
it reminds me a lot of
Little
Big Planet.
Yeah,
like
it's the whole sack and
kind of like the pre-made
material,
or homemade kind of look.
It's a pretty cool game. Like I really like the whole, like you get this one guy to do stuff, but then up to that certain point, you have to go to this guy and then do all the other stuff.
Yeah.
And
so it's a simple puzzle game.
It's pretty simple. Like
it
I haven't gotten into
it. It's not easy, but it does get a little.
Yeah,
challenging.
I figured it'd get pretty challenging. Like levels can get pretty complex.
Kind of like Echo Chrome. I mean,
okay.
Where you have to use the three-dimensional space correctly to
That's why I liked it because those are kind of the games that. If I'm going to get a simplistic kind of arcade game, I'm going to go kind of a puzzle thing
and
like that.
And it's so stylized. Like, I love the style.
Yeah, it looks nice. I enjoyed the little bit that I played, and I plan on playing a little bit more so I can get probably a review up on the site or something.
Yeah. Have you unlocked the, it's like the 8-bit game that's inside the game?
No, I have not yet. I heard about that, though.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a Game Boy Advance game kind of.
It's a 360 no-scope.
It's a 360 no-scope.
What? Sorry.
He's talking about my avatar on the forums.
His avatar is a live-action 360 no-scope, a chick jumping off a roof into a convertible.
That's a dude.
Oh, sorry, it's a dude.
That's from a Freddy W.
Perfect segue from Isla Lala.
Perfect segue.
But yeah, there's like an 8-bit...
It cracked me up so bad.
It's like an 8-bit puzzle inside of the game. It's cool. It's just like an extra thing to play.
Cool.
Kind of like Super Meat Boy has like the different style levels. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed that. That's about the only new thing that I've played recently.
I've just played Black Ops. And that's about it. I've just been kind of addicted to the multiplayer and that. I finally get the campaign, but I feel like I'm so mad because I got cheated out of the achievement.
Wait, why?
Just like a glitch on the achievement where if like if you save and quit, you won't get the beat it on hardened or veteran.
Really?
So now I gotta go back and do those sometime. And then just kind of just Assassin's Creed. Like, I don't know, I've been getting all these games for like Black Friday, but now it's like I have to go back and actually play them all.
Calm down.
Are you guys done playing Gran Turismo?
Tom's doing over there.
No, I have.
What about Need for Speed?
You got it, right? Did you get it?
Well, I borrowed
Isn't that the new game?
You borrowed it.
From
a friend?
From a friend.
A good friend.
You borrowed it from
a good friend.
A friend with a lot of money and resources.
And like,
it's a good driving sim?
Monopoly.
Yeah.
How do you like it? Yeah.
I like it, but I've only played a little bit.
I like the title screen.
The title screen,
What's
up with the title screen?
No, I thought like the title screen was really like...
How's the jazz music?
Is there jazz?
Or there's a lot of jazz.
What's your favorite
music?
Car?
Hey, I like jazz music. Whenever I'm driving a car,
I haven't unlocked a whole lot of them. I actually am driving some crappy cars right now. So.
I heard that I watched this video of it's like this small like old car, but it literally cannot get up this hill on this one track. On like one track in the game, it's just the engine is so bad that it cannot get enough RPMs to go up a hill. So literally, you cannot finish the race.
Yeah, if you don't upgrade that car, you can't pass.
Like it's this little like old little. It looked like an English countryside.
Yeah, it's some it's a European car. Yeah. I don't.
That cracked me up because I'm just watching this video.
Hey,
and
Mercedes.
These cars, it's like four of these old cars just. And then they're falling back. Funny.
Yeah, I think all I've been playing with is
recommend it?
A Honda Civic.
For your first impression, do you recommend it?
First impression, yeah, definitely recommended for if you like racing games. But if you don't like sim stuff at all, like you should just stay away. Because
I would think it's like PlayStation Move compatible, but I guess it's
just like two move controllers.
Like, yeah! Like open... I thought that was the open the car door.
No,
thing.
You're thinking of the Ferrari thing, which is like
maybe the
semi tech demo thing.
Yeah, maybe.
It's for Kinect.
No, that was Kinect?
That was Kinect.
Oh, that was Kinect.
Oh, was that Kinect?
Yeah.
You know, like,
get out.
Can, like,
I was like, let me open my door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, one of my writers on Playwise is doing a review on it, hopefully by the weekend. And
cool.
He's played
Check it out.
He's played it a ton. So, yeah, he's told me there's so many features in this game. Like, there's everything you think of, NASCAR, Rally, Formula One.
Go-karts, yeah. So I've been like looking at Gran Turismo. Because I know my dad's like giant in cars. I'm like, hey, Dad, get this game for me. But so many options in that game. It looks so insane.
Yeah, there's even go-karts. There's bus racing.
Bus. Oh, hey, I want to try that. Remember the like first GTA where you could like drive those buses? I thought it was a lot of fun.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah.
Old school back then.
Yeah.
Have you guys tried the new Bad Company 2 maps? They've
I actually haven't tried
Map Pack 7.
You like it?
I mean,
I would play that, but I haven't tried it.
I didn't even have it.
Yeah, I've been playing it, and I actually did some videos, like walkthroughs of these maps.
Yeah.
And yeah.
How did they improve?
On the channel.
Play.
So, what are we asking?
So, how did they improve from the previous maps?
Oh.
Well,
is
I
it
mean,
like more new maps?
It is more new maps. Or,
okay, or did
well,
they like. Upgraded.
Right?
More old maps.
They kept the same.
Maps.
Well, actually, they did release a map that was in Bad Company 1.
Okay.
And then they also took some of the levels from Bad Company 2 campaign and turned those levels into multiplayer.
Hmm.
Because why not
cool.
use the same maps?
Yeah.
I mean, it's right there. It's efficient and everything.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a good part on
add-on?
DICE's part, just
DICE.
Doing that.
Hmm.
And I also like, and the, I guess, PC gamer or Bad Company 2 gaming community, Battlefield series fans, they really appreciate those map packs because
mm-hmm.
9 months after the game's release, Map Pack 7 comes out.
Right.
And you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, that is the nice thing about those. You don't have to really dish out 1,200 Microsoft points.
Does it kind of piss you off, though, that you're getting those? You're paying for a map pack and you're getting crap that you played already? It's old.
Well, I mean, it's exciting that they turned in like a campaign level into
Skate.
A multiplayer, because they never do that. No. They never turn campaign levels into multiplayers, really.
No. I know Halo Reach is all just like campaign levels.
Halo Reach does do that, which, by the way, that map pack came out, and I plan on buying that.
Halo Reach is, I think they, because you can tell when you're going through the levels, like, why did they put all this detail in it? And then you realize, oh, it's going to be in multiplayer. Right. And that's what, so it kind
of
makes
granted,
sense.
They're not like copy and paste. They're like,
yeah.
No, most of them are copy and paste.
Are you sure? Like, it seems like they're influenced. Yeah. Like, to me, it seems like they'll take, like, a campaign level, but they'll, like,
just redesign it.
Rearrange it, redesign it.
Keep the structure.
Put different stuff, like, almost make it seem like it's in a different area, but within that same.
But they're really similar, though.
It's like, you could tell this was on a Halo, because it's green field with, like, Forerunner tech.
Has anybody gotten the map pack for that yet?
I plan on getting it, though.
I didn't even have the game anymore.
I don't know, like, because my interest for Halo Reach, I mean, I love playing it, but I only love playing with, like, y'all, and it's just, like, no one really plays it anymore. I think just the Halo interest kind of died off once Black came out.
Black Ops came out, and I was playing that a lot. But, I'm probably going to buy the map pack so that I'll go back and start playing that a little bit more.
B.O.
Yeah, B.O.
Body Odor. Black Ops.
But yeah, I plan on getting that and playing it. So if you wanna buy that too, Evan, I'll play some Halo Reach.
Oh, I mean, I'll have to think about it.
I'll just play
the regular map pack, but probably get it sometime.
How much is the Halo Reach map?
It's 800 Microsoft.
800.
It's like three maps.
Yeah, I mean, it's the standard Halo kind of price tag. That's what all the Halo 3 maps
were. $10, three maps. I don't know. Like, I have a hard time parting with $10.
See, everybody's starting to, like, I mean, that's how the old Halo 3 ones, people didn't really complain. It seems like once Modern Warfare 2 with that 1200.
We should have been complaining from the
beginning. No, it was 1600.
I missed the Halo 2 map packs where it's like you get 10 maps for $10. I thought that was a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah, and then you could burn it to your heart of whatever and just trade it.
Oh, really?
You need it. Yeah, you remember that?
Interesting. Yeah, other than that.
Tell us what you're comparing.
Not been playing anything.
Achievements. Yeah, I haven't been playing anything. That's
not too much.
I think.
I know it's just like with school and everything, it's like all my time that I would play.
Yeah, we have finals coming up. It's okay though, because next week
I'm done for like a month and a half.
Oh yeah.
We can make podcasts every single day for you guys.
Woo! The 25 days of podcast
session.
We were like, yeah, pretty much.
But, what have you been playing?
Yes.
I can tell you've been...
Okay, so... since the long break, I started Persona 4. I'm not going to talk about that much because it's really good, though, but whatever.
Uh-huh.
But me and John went to Toys R Us.
Oh, yeah. Because
of the...
Friday.
Yeah, it was actually Thanksgiving.
Oh,
night
yeah.
At around 10. Cool. We went there around
9. Yeah, that was weird.
They had a pre-Black Friday thing. At 10.
Yeah,
it was like 10 to 1 they were open on Thanksgiving.
Oh,
man. Which
past
I,
one.
Were there a lot of people?
Oh, yeah, I guess they...
Were there a lot of people?
Yeah. Yeah.
Soccer moms?
A lot of Butler Plaza.
Do you know how big the store's capacity is?
No.
1,200. It exceeded that.
Oh, God.
So
did the floor like?
Yeah, so what'd you get?
Sean sent me like a picture of them over by that.
Do you know that China buffet that's like?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of near there.
Of course, I know where that is.
That's where we started we began in line and we waited
where that is.
We waited like 2 hours before we got in. You're not shining. Okay, we waited 2 hours before we actually like got in the store, and then when we got in there, we're like, yeah, we're gonna go buy GoldenEye. And then it's like, oh wait, that line that extends all the way to the back near this aisle where like dinosaur toys are is where we need to stand in order to check out. So we got GoldenEye and had to wait there, and it took forever.
Lines are for losers. Fuck the corporation, Toys R Us. Do what you want.
It's polite. Very polite.
Very nice, Evan.
Way to go.
Yeah, but
so we were trying not to curse the whole podcast.
Waiting,
I hear you had fun playing with the pianos and the Legos.
Yeah. Oh, God. I didn't even know they made like Halo kind of rip-off Legos.
Oh, really?
It was weird.
Really?
I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
What
like,
were they called?
I don't know, but...
Bionics?
They could have been Megablocks. I don't know.
Bionicle?
Bionicle?
No. There were some Bionicle rip-offs made by Lego, though.
Oh, wow.
Really? Oh, everyone's just ripping each other off.
Anyways, GoldenEye was actually pretty good.
Was it good?
I don't I just remember playing the first one, or at least campaign.
I'll bring my N64 back over the winter.
That's the weird thing. Is like
never a damn.
I remember that game, but only pretty much like the multiplayer side. Mm-hmm.
Wait, this is the Wii, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm playing with the Wiimote, but it's a lot like Call of Duty.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's made by Activision.
Really? Activision.
Yeah.
I heard it didn't do as well as they thought it would.
Yeah, I heard sales were actually not that great.
It's really good, though. I kind of like the... It lets you... You know in Call of Duty, there's, like, stealth.
Right.
Those are, like, kind of... Yeah. This is the stealth level. This is the one where if you get caught, you're not going to
Pretty much scripted stealth.
Yeah, it's scripted. It's like, hey, let's be quiet. In James Bond, it's like, you could go in with the guns, or you could just go up to people and, like...
How do you do that?
Neck,
the
right.
Punch. You
like
flip the nunchuck and Daniel Craig's James Bond will just like punch a dude in the nose and they'll
so
fall.
So realistic.
Yeah, you're like,
dude, that like trains you to be a real like spy.
With the controller though, it's weird because it's Z and B, both buttons.
Interesting.
At the same time, and that's how
to
you
break their neck.
Out.
Oh,
so
it might have been designed for the Wiimote with that aspect kind of
easier. And I like using like it's really cool just having machine gun just go. Just shoot everywhere on the screen just by pointing, but
because you said the auto aim is like super generous,
yeah,
like a snap down.
Oh
like
yeah,
in Call of Duty.
When you go aim down the sights, it's just like
In Call of Duty, if you're like really close to a person, it'll snap to them.
That's weird because you have the Wii remote. It's even easier than using a joystick. So why?
Yeah,
because you actually have to aim.
Yeah,
like if you're have. Weak.
If you're lazy, don't
you have Parkinson's.
I have to like aim my headshots really well because it's like, I need to make sure my aim's pretty good so I take out this dude.
There's no reticle though. I mean,
no. It's you have like red dot sights and holographic sights, and like the pistol always has like a
silencer.
A silencer that you actually put on. So,
That's
if you want to go in silent, you can. It's pretty neat. I liked it a lot. I haven't finished it, and I haven't played it online, but I played it a little bit of, like, local. Forgot that my Wii wasn't even connected to the internet.
Yeah, you're telling me how, basically, ever since you got your Wii, it was never online, so you haven't really updated it.
Yeah, since...
I wonder if people really play on the multiplayer for that.
Hmm?
Do people... There's
I would imagine people play it. I mean,
there's, like,
perks
and stuff.
It might not be.
Or, like, a Call of Duty, like, rank-up system.
So how close is it to the old GoldenEye?
I can't really tell, but... Because it's... I haven't...
So long.
Yeah, I haven't played much of the GoldenEye. I don't really remember it that much.
Really?
But
other than that, it's a pretty solid
he has
shooter.
It. Evan has it.
Evan, what
we
do
need,
you...
We need to play...
Oh, never mind.
I haven't played GoldenEye.
Yeah, never mind.
We need to play the old one. When you come back
I said I'll bring it back over winter.
Okay, so I want to see what that's like, but...
All I think of whenever anyone says GoldenEye, the title of the game, is that song. That...
Is that song in it?
They should have.
They try to be like modern day James Bond and not like. So it's all like serious. It's actually Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
It's like Pierce Bronson. James Bond's like, I'm Pierce Bronson. I'm James Bond and handsome. And then Daniel Craig's like, I'm James Bond and angry. I was betrayed. Let me like beat up a dude and shove him out of the car.
Right.
But
so they kind of
it's following more of the recent Bond movies
Bonds.
Than back whenever that
I
one was made and everything was kind of like very suave and
tech.
I mean, which is like it's kind of cool because the new movies are very like they still have that suave James Bond, but like they're very very gritty and real. I mean, which is pretty cool. I like those. But
so would you say it's the best shooter on the Wii or?
I haven't played all the shooters on the Wii, but I liked using the Wiimote for it, so...
Have you played Metroid Prime?
Yes, I have 3. I haven't finished it, but...
Would you say is it as, like, as responsive?
Yeah, it's pretty good. There's a lot of options when it comes to... It's been a while since I played 3, Metroid Prime 3, but...
Right.
You could set, like, the, like, boxes where... Okay, this is when you'll start to turn whenever you point the pointer over here, so...
Oh, okay,
like,
yeah.
If it's here... Once I reach this line, that's when you'll begin turning right, and there's, like, the max line I have here. So once I reach that point, that's when I move the fastest.
Right.
So there's a lot of, like, sensitivity. Yeah,
stuff?
So you could make... If I wanted to turn just by making the pointer here, I could.
Okay.
Like, I could make it as tiny as I want.
Like Red Steel 2. Not the first Red Steel. The first one was just so awful.
I'd Red Steel 2.
Is it better or worse than Resident Evil 4?
What?
He said better or worse than
Resident
Evil 4. It's kind of incomparable a little bit.
Yeah, that's a little first weird. Yeah.
It's a hard
game.
I don't know, I mean, like, just shooting-wise,
Like, 4 shooting was fine. This game shooting's serviceable.
That doesn't use, does it use Wii Motion Plus?
I don't have it.
Okay, so it doesn't really...
I don't know.
I doubt it. What does use Wii Motion Plus?
Red Steel.
Red Steel 2.
Yeah, I guess Red Steel
2. And the sports...
Sports Resort. And that's it.
Yeah, even Mario didn't use it. That's...
And they're, like, making a new controller?
Did it? I mean...
BS.
Zelda's gonna use it.
I mean, GoldenEye should be able to use Wii Motion Plus, which I think, because it just came out, so wouldn't they... Might have... I don't know.
I know a new controller came out for it.
Yeah, the new built-in Wii Motion Plus.
Yeah. Why would they do that? Like, they didn't even come out with that much games for it to use.
I guess
they're making a new
one. They just want people to who buy the Wiis. Like,
yeah, because developers won't make the games if no one has the peripheral.
Like, now that it's built in, maybe more people start using it, and maybe more people, like, because I was in no rush to go buy Wii Motion Plus. Maybe now they're just, it's a little bit more convenient.
Maybe it's more easier to get it
on
the condom.
Didn't it
call the condom?
Oh my god.
What?
I heard that's what Nintendo people call it. Nintendo doesn't call it that.
Do they not call it that?
No.
Why would they make that up?
That's what everybody calls it except Nintendo.
They call it just the...
I thought Nintendo was like, that's the condom.
Like the protective case.
Oh, yeah. Wiimote condom? Yeah, they don't call it Wiimote condom.
No, if Nintendo called it that.
Oh, they'd probably get a lot more customers if they
call it that. You know, it takes such a long time to put that Wiimote in there. It's ridiculous.
That's what she said.
Oh, ew. That was in bad taste. Alright, well, I mean, that's all we played. Have you guys played anything? Battlefield?
Not finished.
Oh, Sean's not finished.
Oh, you're not finished?
Get out.
Way to just...
Sorry.
Keep going. I bought Deus Ex, but I only played
a
very tiny
bit. Oh, that game is so good.
The original. No, the original.
On Steam? Steam sale?
But
it hasn't even come out.
I didn't know... I did a troubleshoot or something to play the first one. And I played a little bit of the second one, but, like, not even... I haven't picked up a gun yet, so...
Oh, wow.
I was like, I can't play this right now, I need to.
Check it out, there's tons of patches and, like, custom mods for it that you can really enhance the graphics and stuff, so...
I just don't know how good my computer is at running. It's not, like,
Cause that's,
spec'd
that's
out.
That's the one right there.
Well,
oh, wait, are you using the other one?
I'm using my Vista, but
okay.
I don't know. Like, I can kind of play Team Fortress on it, but it's at kind of low settings and stuff, so...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how... This should run well since it's like a 10-year-old game.
Yeah, you should probably be able to do the mods. It's probably not too demanding.
But every time I try to play the first one, it's like, could not launch. And then it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so, there's some compatibility issues with the game because it's so old.
Yeah, so, but that's a lot of fun. And then for some reason, I downloaded a game off of PlayStation Network yesterday.
Wait, really?
Yep. A PS1 game called Blood Omen Legacy of Kain.
What? Why?
Wait, on accident?
No.
Oh.
I wanted to.
Oh, you just wanted to?
Because, I don't know, I wanted to. It's kind of like Zelda.
Really?
You know, the old ones where it's like overhead and you have a dude with a sword and it's really interesting because he's narrating it the entire game.
Huh.
So it's like...
It's like Alan Wake?
Kind of.
Oh,
it's like a dark fantasy where this dude that's like a nobleman just gets killed by a group of people. And he's trying to figure out why he got killed.
Hmm.
And then when he gets killed, he makes a pact with a necromancer, but he comes back as a vampire.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's cool.
The series continued through PS2. I played some of the older ones, but not the
But I kind of liked it, even though it looks kind of old by today's standards. It has, 2D graphics. It came out in, 1996.
What a random game to be playing.
I know. I was like, I'm on PlayStation Network.
I want to play Dead Nation. That looks pretty fun.
Yeah.
For the PSN.
Was there the thing about...
Dead Nation? It's like the top-down kind of zombie shooter, arcade shooters. Made by the dudes who did, Super Stardust HD.
Oh, really?
But it's exactly the same, except it's like a zombie setting. So it's like... It's like a stick shooter kind of thing. Or at least that's what I think.
I saw your article on that. You were talking about...
Yeah, Jonathan did the review.
Camera was kind of... messed
that's
up.
What, that's what I was reading. I was reading his review. It has a little tweaks, but I still think I would enjoy it a lot.
So. It looks fun. I love zombie.
What
is that zombie featuring Black Ops?
Dead Ops.
Oh, Dead Ops. It is kind of
like
that.
Right?
It's called Dead Ops.
Dead Ops Arcade. Yeah.
The top down.
Black Ops,
top
down.
Oh yeah.
I was gonna say that. Wait. Now you're first.
Yeah. I think it's like.
I don't know.
with like Nixon and Kennedy.
Oh yeah, that's that.
And then that song.
So I was reading. Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, I was like, where did you
playing,
hear that?
They were playing on a zombie map, and then all of a sudden, just Eminem
song
in the background.
Just like starts playing.
Like, wait, what am I hearing?
That's weird.
Yeah,
that's up for like best song for the VGAs.
Yeah, that's...
Did you guys look at that list?
It's
There's
terrible.
Some retarded crap on that.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, the best
billion,
like best performance
me.
By a female
yeah,
like, Danica Patrick as herself or
yeah.
Blur. It's like, what, really?
The voice actors list for that is pretty crappy. Nathan Fillion in Halo Reach. He's in there for like five minutes.
He's in there
for 5 seconds.
For
like,
and he has
yeah.
what a firefight voice. That's
yeah.
no, that's stupid.
Like, he should not be nominated for best voice actor.
Kill him.
Like,
wait, which game is it?
Halo Reach. Nathan Fillion played Sergeant Buck, who's in like
he's in ODST.
He's in like a couple minutes.
He's in ODST like the entire game, but he's
yeah.
in like 5 seconds. From
Halo Reach. He's like in there as an escort mission where you're flying
you
the Pelican.
Yeah, yeah. ODST.
It's the part where you're flying
okay.
above the city and the Pelican, and you're like, there's another dude who's like. You're escorting him. There's like you're both flying in the air.
That for like a minute.
Yeah.
Oh my
that dude.
Gosh.
That dude.
You don't even
over
see
the
him unless you make
him.
The effort to fly your
yeah,
Pelican
yeah, exactly.
to where he is
wow.
and land, and he's like,
"Hey,
thanks, Six."
Yeah, exactly.
Runs away.
So
wow.
that was a little questionable.
I mean,
and...
John Marston. That I mean, that's a good one.
That's
oh yeah,
sure.
Rob Whitehoff. I think should
for Reznov, that's good. But it's like Sam Worthington for Alec Mason. That's the worst crap I've ever heard. He's Australian, like every other sentence.
Yeah, that was not necessarily the best voice acting. Like I didn't mind him. Like I thought he was pretty good. But
like I didn't mind him. Like but he's
definitely
like,
didn't keep an American accent the whole time.
Yeah, he didn't.
But I hope either Rob Whitehoff or Gary Oldman wins.
Yeah, either one of those two that deserve
like,
it.
Gary Oldman as Reznov was really good in Black Ops. And
I mean, the guy's not even Russian, but yeah, it does a beautiful
yeah.
Russian accent. It's
yeah.
like, bam.
I mean, it's Gary Oldman. How do you not like Gary Oldman?
The hard to do
man,
Russian
man.
Accent.
Well, I mean, hey, you have to admit, Reznov was awesome.
You do a
character.
Russian accent, John. Go.
Hello, my
wow.
friend.
So.
Now.
Welcome
hold
on the spot.
Mother Russia.
Well, then he has to improv.
I'm a method actor, Thomas.
Give him a phrase. Give him a funny phrase. Say.
What does Reznov say?
From
favorite quote from Black Ops.
What's I've never played Black Ops.
Oh, wait, never mind.
like.
They're getting gunned down by the...
Arnold! Sounds like Arnold.
You made him sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
They're getting gunned down. They're getting gunned down.
I'm a filthy winged beast.
Alright, well.
I'm trying to remember like, the steps of breaking out of a
Sandvich.
Russian prison.
That's the perfect Russian accent.
Lazar.
Yeah, I know.
No, heavy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Lazarevich loves sandwiches.
Oh, Lazarevich.
Is that heavy Russian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't even know that.
Alright.
Postcard!
Cool stuff. Well, I think that's about all that we've been playing this week. Unless you guys have been playing anything new?
No, it's just what I was talking about for me, boy. Well, I have been playing Final Fantasy IX, but I'm not going to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about buying one of the Final Fantasies on the PSN.
Really?
As well.
Yeah, well, because...
Isn't that Zidane? Is that the one?
Yep.
Yeah.
And VV.
So I'm a loser, and I have PSP
Holy
Go.
Holy
Wow!
PSP Go?
Because I hate carrying all those UMDs around.
I just grab that and just, like, throw it.
So, I just was like, whatever, it's cheap, so I got it. So I've been playing Final Fantasy IX, but it's not worth talking about.
Yeah.
It's good. If you ever played it,
I played a little bit of it. I want to get it at some point. And I was thinking about getting Tactics, because I heard Tactics.
Tactics
is
really good.
So.
They have this new Ogre Tactics coming out for the PS.
Do you know that was on Nintendo 64?
Mm-hmm.
Ogre
like
Tactics?
Super rare, yeah. It was on Super Nintendo and Nintendo 64. It was by Enix before Square Bottom.
Yeah, I know, like, the people who made Final Fantasy Tactics, like, split up, and, like, whoever, like, the main people made Ogre Tactics. That's what I heard.
I think Ogre Tactics was first, and then Square bought Enix, and then Square bought Final Fantasy, they worked on...
And they broke up.
And they worked on
and
Final Fantasy
Tactics,
and then they made Ogre Tactics 64.
Yeah.
And that game was interesting.
I mean, it's the same, like, concept or game style, but I heard they're revamping it, so who knows? Sounds good.
Cool. Well, should we move on to some news?
Let's go to some news.
All right. Well,
wait, we're not going to talk about Sonic Free Riders?
Oh,
just what can you possibly
try, like,
say?
2 seconds. It's so, like, you're, like, trying to move your body and the character's not even moving.
And you get to hold
like,
hands.
And you get to hold hands. Like,
yeah,
so you
I
can, like,
understand the whole
grab your soon-to-be girlfriend.
Okay, like, we shouldn't talk about it at all, actually.
Let's hold hands. This game needs us to hold hands.
All right, let's move on to some news. Super Dave in the forums plus a few little things. Final Bit Trip is going to be called Bit Trip Flux.
What's the gameplay?
What is it?
That's with Commander trip. Video from Super Meat Boy.
You know, the bit
yeah.
Actually.
What's the gameplay going to be? Because they're different.
That's
they're
a good
different.
Question, actually.
It's going to be just like Meat Boy.
There's really nothing talking about the gameplay in
just
this article.
Meat Boy's going to be in it.
I guess this is just kind of.
I want to say, like, I mean, this may be completely wrong, but you guys know that robot Unicorn Tech?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the game might be like that. I don't know, though.
You just auto-running?
I could be completely wrong.
Well, the last one was kind of, it was side-scrolling, running.
Sliding under
sort of platforming-ish.
Hmm.
Instead of the music and the bouncing.
Okay.
That game was fun.
THQ is going to announce one core Kinect game very soon, so. That should be interesting because there's not many like core gamers like
they need
games
to make more
directed
Kinect
towards
games.
Core gamers and stuff. So that'll be interesting to see what they unveil.
What it will be like? I wonder if they'll use an existing IP or if they're creating a new one just specifically for
what
the Kinect.
What big games does THQ have?
Yeah, that's true.
There's Darksiders, right?
That's very true. Evan,
Saints
you're,
Row.
You're such a Saints THQ Saints master.
Saints Row, yeah.
Well, are we allowed to make fun of THQ anymore?
Drive him.
Well, let's refrain from making fun of THQ.
I just hope Gary Busey is involved in it in some way.
Nah, THQ probably likes it when I make fun of him. But, no. No, I just, like, I don't hate their stuff. Like, I mean, I haven't played Darksiders, but it's like, I mean, Red Faction was okay. Saints, I mean, I like Saints Row, but...
Right.
Saints Row 3 is supposed to be completely different than 1 and 2, so we'll see how that turns out. But I don't know, I mean, I don't know which IP they could use already that would be a really core Kinect game.
Right.
Plus, nope. They're a publisher anyway, so I mean, I guess they do have a lot of resources they could.
Yeah, it's true. Well,
it could be something totally new.
It'll be interesting to see what they announce, because, like I said, there's not much.
Hey, Lance.
Not many games like that.
Have you heard anything from THQ lately, or THQ or Valve, or anybody else?
No, they haven't actually contacted us after that weird.
Nothing yet?
Message. No. Maybe they'll give us some. Oh, maybe they'll give us some.
Give us some swag.
What is that?
Darksiders.
Oh, front
home front.
Home front.
Home front looks really good.
Yeah.
Home runner.
The Chinese invading.
Oh yeah, home front.
Yeah, I know.
Strong bads in it.
US.
Yeah.
I remember looking at that. I just kind of thought to myself, it's like, is THQ just trying too hard to create like a controversial game?
I think it's China.
Or the Koreans.
I think it's China.
It's Korea.
It is North Korea, and then it hit really close to home in my mind because of what's happened over there.
Did you guys see the trailer for that?
Homefront,
Firewall marketing.
It looks good.
It's really scary.
Yeah.
I think they're just trying too hard to make a controversial game. Like, I mean, after Modern Warfare 2's no Russian level, like, everyone just wants to make the next controversial shooting game.
Well, but then
know, right?
Even...
Meat Boy.
They
Super Meat Boy.
They kind of pulled back with the Call of Duty Black Ops, right?
What?
Or no, it was Medal of Honor. Medal of Honor, they had.
Medal of Honor took out
the Taliban. And it was...
Well, they gave in, though.
Opposing forces.
I mean, even if they, like...
They gave in, and the army
even if they
like,
stuck
no,
with
still not
the Taliban, they still, like, big deal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't think anyone... There's definitely no soldiers, I don't think, that are going to be concerned about
They gave in because the soccer moms wanted them to
get
in.
Well, and the funny thing is, you know, they try to make it sound like, oh, we're doing the right thing for America. It's like, you're still exploiting this war for, you know, financial gain and making...
Yeah.
You know, so it's dumb.
Who knows? All right, G4 has signed a 3-year deal to broadcast the next... for the next 3 years for E3 TV rights. So now they're going to be, I guess...
They have more TV rights.
The official broadcaster of E3.
Cool.
But they also like got kicked from.
They
got from TV.
Comcast has recently dumped them. Or?
Yeah, they got.
Sorry, we like
booted.
I didn't even have DirecTV, so whatever.
I guess they're still. I guess they're still Comcast.
Are they going to be on cable channel now?
Is Olivia Munn even in G4 still anymore?
Probably.
Yeah. Right.
Do you see a nip slip?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, actually. It doesn't really say what they're going to be on, because obviously DirecTV...
I would love to see G4 do more, like, actual game stuff, though, because they are...
Yeah, they've kind of whittled
like,
down to, like,
Attack
of the Show and that other one, and then it's like...
Is that
Cops.
Kind of just like that Japanese, like, game show over and over again?
Ninja Warrior.
Ninja Warrior?
Like,
Ninja Warrior.
Sometimes they have... Sometimes they have anime shows on there too, don't they? That are
like every time I watch G4 at school, it's just like Women of Ninja Warrior, Ninja Warrior Extreme Edition, American Ninja Warrior. It's like whatever.
Whatever.
So does that mean we're not going to be able to watch it on? We're only going to be able to watch it on G4, like on their website and stuff.
I think they're. According to that article, like, other websites will still be, like, live streaming it and stuff, so...
Because I remember G4's stream was rough this last year.
Yeah, I think the one that... I'm trying to remember which one I watched the most this year. I want to say Game Trailers was pretty stable.
Yeah, I think that's what I watched most of it on.
And I think IGN was pretty good with their stream, but... Who knows, maybe one day we'll get to actually go to E3.
One day.
All right.
One day.
Next.
Driver San Francisco developer Ubisoft Reflections has suffered some layoffs. It's not good if you're a fan of Driver San Francisco.
I'm a big fan.
Big fan?
Love driving.
I don't know. I think there was a trailer for it. There's a couple of like developer videos, but that game looked kind of interesting where you're like teleporting through, I guess the guy's in a coma, and you're like teleporting to different cars because it's like all in his mind. There's some weird like story thing with this game. But
it's a ghost.
Yeah, where you jump. It's really. It sounds like there's just a plot like device so that they can.
Yeah, so they can jump to different cars. Different, yeah,
kind of like Call of Duty Black Ops. Where yeah, you I guess just so. Jump through like your life or whatever. Yeah.
But I mean, that looked kind of cool. But that's kind of sad that they're suffering some layoffs. But
it's always sad when a company suffers layoffs.
Yeah, hopefully that won't keep the game from moving forward. But Ignition LA Studios moving to Austin.
So this is
still called Ignition LA.
This is poignant though because Ignition Florida in Gainesville also
are they in Gainesville?
Are they?
Yeah,
really?
Ignition Florida is based out of Gainesville.
I did not know that.
And some of the guys who get trendy were at Ignition too. And that's
what's Ignition known for?
Ignition is
I swear they have their name on.
Are they after that? Are they not that tradition?
They did that. They recently released that Tango
Blacklight Tango Down. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That yeah, that's Deadly Premonition. Yeah, I swear. It is. It's Deadly Premonition.
It's Deadly Premonition.
And then the next game that they do is Blacklight Tango Down.
They're releasing Gainesville? Yeah.
And they're doing, what is the new game they're doing?
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai. Yeah.
Which is
that looks good.
Really strange.
That looks really good, though. It's like,
yeah, but
out
it's
there.
A religion-based game, so you never really know what's going to expect out of it.
Yeah, and it's like, saying. It's a platformer sort of action. It's weird.
I mean, the graphics aren't even that good.
It's very stylized. I don't know.
It looks a lot like Killer 7, like a style. Okay, yeah.
But, interesting.
I really hope that Ignition Florida was the one that worked on Deadly Premonition.
They were working on a game called Reich, the one from Gainesville, and it was like a revisionist history of like the World War II. Yeah, the Nazis won, I think. Something.
Cool.
That would be cool.
Well, I don't know if it's happening now though, because like
they're moving.
Part of it moved to Texas, but I don't know if they're going to keep working on the game, though.
So did the Florida branch move to Texas as well?
That's what I heard. Like, if they wanted to keep their job, basically, they had to move.
They had to move.
Oh, Texas.
Well, I guess they had no choice, then.
Man.
They had a gun to their forehead.
But I think...
Move.
Yeah, so I don't know if that means, like, that particular game was shut down, or what. That they didn't really explain it, so...
Alright, well, we'll probably know sooner or later.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, what's next?
Kiji Inafune started a new blog because he had to close his one from Capcom whenever he left Capcom. But now he's got his new blog up.
And he's happy.
So you can
he's super happy.
Keep track of all your Kiji Inafune
news. He's always happy.
Anything interesting coming out of the blog, though? Like,
I don't know,
talking about projects? Or?
Where is...
Yes.
He says how he wants to explore into, like, besides just video games, and do, like, manga, books, and film. So, I mean,
well, it's in Japanese, so I can't read it.
Translate it.
I'm just looking at the joystick page. It says he wants to explore manga, books, and film. So, see how that turns out.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Final Fantasy trading card game launching in February.
What?
Ooh.
Who plays trading card games?
I don't know.
Yu-Gi-Oh! All the way.
That's gonna be their new Yu-Gi-Oh! Final Fantasy.
Oh God!
Are they still? Is that kind of stuff popular in Japan? Because that's not popular here anymore. Like,
I don't know.
It seems like
you get the hardcore
it's
Magic
still
players.
Pretty, I imagine like cards.
Oh yeah, I've seen those Magic players.
Like that's really
oh Magic cards
is Magic the Gathering.
I mean,
first it's Pokemon, then it's Yu-Gi-Oh, then it's Magic.
Who really? Like, I didn't really play Pokemon. I just like, collected the cards.
I only had a few.
I love Pokemon. I never knew I had my Pokemon cards.
Dude, I have mine.
Okay. I collected Yu-Gi-Oh because they look cool.
And then yeah, I did the same.
I got the fake Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
You see, I graduated. I jumped straight from Pokemon.
I had like those weird cards.
But I don't play either anymore.
I never hopped on the Magic bandwagon.
It's fun, but I don't think it's popular enough to be making.
Right.
Trading card games.
Seems like a viable outlet to start making trading cards.
Sell it for millions.
What was the next news?
Rumor, Microsoft working on Halo.
New Halo. I think it's supposed to use the Halo Reach engine.
So is Bungie involved? Do we know?
I doubt. I bet it would be that 343 Studios.
Yeah, 343 Industries.
I think that I remember reading somewhere, it's like someone asked like a confirmation from Bungie or 343 and they wouldn't say anything, so...
No comment.
If they don't say anything, that usually means that they're working on something.
Yeah.
Well, so...
But does it really need a remake? Like, it doesn't look that bad, because I played it, like...
I don't know.
I played it a few years ago, because I played, like, Halo...
I just bought it
Halo 2
the
right before Halo 3
Black
came
Friday
out.
DLC, and I mean, it's... There's some... It's bad.
Is it?
I mean, it was good then,
you,
but
you
now
haven't
it's,
played
like,
it more.
You'll get
so,
it's bad.
Yeah. Well...
Like, Master Chief kind of looks like he belongs on the N64.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if they change anything... They should diversify like some of the level design, like because I don't know if you said you recently played it.
No, a few years back. So I guess it's
it just
to me
feels
to
like the whole time I'm running through corridor after corridor after corridor, they look the same. It's like,
okay.
Am I going?
I imagine
this?
They would.
Some
I
levels suck in that game.
Like out of level or two.
Obviously the design.
The library.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I remember that.
It needs updating.
Yeah.
I guess it would be interesting to see what they do and.
But
like because Halo Reach is pretty similar to Halo with the whole health pack and stuff, and
if they add jetpacks and stuff, that'd be awesome. If they added that stuff from Reach,
that'd be interesting.
Be really cool.
I mean, because it is kind of like Halo Reach is pretty close to Halo 1. I mean, the ending, the ending cinematic is then going
it's
to
like
the
a
Halo.
Few months difference,
so
though.
Rewrite Halo 1 so you have more Spartan.
More Spartans.
Everyone on your team is now a Spartan.
I guarantee you, it's obvious they're just capitalizing on that IP.
I mean,
you know.
You're always wondering what they're going to do with that 343 Studios, I mean.
So, but have you guys heard, like, rumor Bungie, so they're not involved in any more Halo games,
no.
But then I heard they are working on something Halo-related.
Wait, really?
But it's not a Halo game? I don't know, how can that even be? But that's what I heard.
So I'm pretty sure, yeah, they like sold all rights, and now they're just kind of working for Activision now.
So who knows?
That's weird. I don't know.
That is really weird.
I mean, it is their baby.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to get away from something that giant.
They'll probably come back.
I wouldn't mind them doing another one, but it is a little strange.
Yeah. That they would say that that's their last one and then come back.
No,
and do something.
They'll come back.
I'd like to see them do something new. With
they'll have spies in, like...
Maybe they're just working on a movie or something.
Call of Duty. Oh, they need a
well,
finish
I did hear,
movie.
I did hear that that's starting to come back up now, that the movie's starting to, like, get a little bit more steam and... There's a possibility of it becoming a reality. Hopefully it doesn't
it's
turn
speaking
out...
Speaking of movies...
Hopefully
Mark
it doesn't
Charlie
turn out like the
Mark
crap
Wahlberg.
Fest that Uncharted's looking like.
Mark Wahlberg? Just,
I want to
and I was reading something else,
I don't
and
like
now
this
it's
Mark
about
Wahlberg deal.
Mafia
so,
Mafia people, and it's like, why would...
Like, have you heard the plot of this? Like, I
so,
recently
well,
read an article where it's like, focusing on the Drake family as a...
The Drake family.
As a family
like
of very high, like, art thieves, or not art thieves,
isn't
but like...
Isn't freaking Lara Croft?
No, it's supposed to be like they're like the mafia but of art,
it's,
and they dish
really?
Out justice.
It's like, that's not even
like Robert De Niro playing his father, Joe Pesci playing his uncle.
I was
gonna say,
so it's
what's
the relation to the game other than the characters? That's it.
Yeah, that's the
like,
thing. They're killing it.
Like it's really taking liberties with the source material.
Oh,
it's like what I don't understand with Uncharted. Uncharted's already a movie.
Yeah, that's. I mean,
they literally
I mean,
could just put
literally have a guy
in, yeah.
with a note and like pen and notepad and just walk, play the game and take notes of what. You
I wonder
want
if like
what if the next Uncharted just says FMV for all the cutscenes, but like in the quality of like a CDI or something.
If people can petition against this movie,
I don't know. I mean,
well, I just hope you bulls involved because that would be
oh,
amazing. He makes some pretty good video game movies.
Oh, yeah.
Got
only the best.
Postal, Dungeon Siege. Come on, guys. Make it happen.
I'm just, like...
Is it the U-Bowl? He's working on a second Dungeon Siege now, isn't
oh,
he?
Oh, God.
Really?
He's working on that World War II movie.
Oh,
what?
God. The one where it's, like,
the one that's,
the
like...
trailer where it's,
like
him...
It's named Auschwitz.
Yeah.
It's, like, the most... Just...
like disturbing trailer. Just
so if
like,
he wanted to make a Wolfenstein movie, but he couldn't.
Because it's
so
like him standing like in front of this door, and you hear like screaming. The camera's like slowly panning, and then it goes to like this window in the door, and it's just because it's Yul Bull in the trailer
as
just,
a Nazi.
He's just kind of like sitting in front of this metal door, and then all of a sudden you hear like these screams, and it just goes to like Auschwitz, and then you think the trailer's over.
That
would have
been
just,
an okay trailer,
because
it was kind of creepy.
It was very
but then
suspenseful.
And it cuts to inside of it, and it's just
like naked old ladies and
dead
and
wow.
just like bodies and putting into.
Oh, we gotta see that afterwards.
No, into, like,
I guess this is
going to
be in the
theaters and stuff.
Or?
It was like probably super.
I wonder if it's going to be like out in theaters.
It's going to be in Netflix.
Straight
to Netflix.
Just Netflix it.
Straight to BitTorrent.
It seemed
very,
very bad taste.
In my library.
Well, Yubel's in it, so I'm going to watch it. I just hope he wrestles some Nazis. That's all I want to see.
Anyways.
So, it's like Black body count designer Stuart Black hired on story-driven World War II shooter.
Did I never played Black?
Oreo's got some bad gas.
Mm-hmm. Is he gassing it
Man.
Up?
Man,
yeah.
I never heard like anything good or bad about it. Like,
if you smell anything, Oreo's got bad gas.
Like, I remember just playing Halo 2 during that time period, so every other shooter was just non-existent.
I'm saying that still, and it's like this every week.
It is.
Did Oreo fart?
Yeah. It's all good.
Sucks for you guys.
Let him out. Oreo, get out.
Oreo.
He's sleeping.
He's having a good dream.
Yeah. It's funny because you'll just hear like a...
Oh, that's disgusting.
And it's like, what's that? And you just smell
it. And then
it.
You smell it.
You smell
and
it.
You die.
Are we not talking about this Black thing?
I don't even know anything about it.
So what, like, I don't know anything
about
it.
What's a story driven
World War II shooter?
Like,
so it's like every other shooter.
World War?
Like every other game?
It's World War II.
Oh,
that
so it's like
the story right there.
So it's like Inglourious Basterds, the video game.
It's like Saboteur.
Saboteur.
Using
then their studio's going to get shut down.
Yeah.
They didn't really reveal anything, but I guess they're just working on a story.
You're just working on a story. World War II.
Liam Neeson.
Turns out he's going to be Schindler.
Yeah. Liam Neeson's
Ooh, next one's pretty nice. ESA releases charity bundle containing Uncharted, Tomb Raider, Underworld, and Mercenaries 2.
$30.
$30. That's pretty good. $10 a game.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. I didn't
know. Hey, if you haven't picked up Uncharted...
Uncharted and Mercenaries are good. I don't know Underworld.
I haven't played yet.
I was playing the Underworld demo and it was... I don't know.
I mean, it's just like your generic Tomb Raider
game. Yeah, it's just a Tomb Raider.
It's for charity, so get it.
It's for charity.
It's $30.
And Uncharted Drake's Fortune's probably worth that price.
Yeah.
But I'm biased.
And then that's... what's their name that made Saboteur? They made Mercenaries too, and that's like one of their last games, so...
Oh, yeah.
It was actually
Pandemic?
Pretty good.
Pandemic.
Hideki Kamiya says that Capcom has a shocking surprise for fans.
Ooh.
Nah, it's not loading up for me.
Any game
shock
tied to that?
It's
not loading up.
Article, but it's not
Static
loading
Shock.
Up.
Go up.
The suspense is building.
Oh, man.
Hideki Kamiya's Static Shock.
Maybe the website's like
Bayonetta.
Fucking Trojan.
Bayonetta.
I'm trying to get the.
I would like to comment on that, but I can't pull up the article.
What is this shocking surprise?
It's so shocking that it won't let you load it.
You can't reveal.
Oh, wait, you got it. No, that's not it. Never mind.
All right,
move on to the next one.
We'll move on. Sorry.
Hideki Kamiya's Call of Duty.
Activision.
They'll never ever charge. Yeah.
That was that whole thing where they were talking about.
And everyone was going crazy about it.
Well, I mean, I know, like, I think someone said when I posted this up on the main page, it was like, talk's kind of cheap. Like, I mean, they can say one thing, but who knows what they'll do. But, I mean, at least this kind of sets a precedent that hopefully they'll never charge.
Well, and I think this originates from Pachter, Michael Pachter. And how many times does he say random crap that's totally wrong?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the Wii HD never happened, and that was, like, his big prediction, and this is his next...
Yeah.
Oh, so that's what he was saying? Okay.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Never, ever, till the end of time? I mean, that's ridiculous to say. Well, until Bobby Kotick dies, I guess, but...
He never dies.
He's
immortal. He, like, feeds off everybody.
He's
right before he dies, he throws up an egg, and then another Bobby Kotick spawns out of it.
Phoenix pops. Or something.
Wow.
It's fine.
He's Piccolo now?
Yes.
Just burns.
So JRPG publisher I'm a Gee Pooch.
Image Epoch.
Image Epoch.
Imagi poach.
I didn't just murder it.
I didn't see the word image in Imagi poach. I just saw I'm a G poch.
I'm a G.
I'm a G poch.
Right, so what's up with them? What are they doing?
I guess they're looking to reclaim the term JRPG.
Whatever happened to the
term
JRPG?
They debuted their new label.
Story of the Final
new JRPG label.
Wow. Coming to the PSP.
Oh, yeah, that's a great way to revive the JRPG. Yeah. Exclusively for PSP Go.
Oh, God.
Hey.
Dude, Japanese love their PSP Go. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That is true.
That's it.
Basically, what PSP phone / thing.
It's like a
joke. Do you have a PSP Go?
I made PSP Go. What are you talking about?
PSP Go.
My name's on that product. No, I don't have PSP. This guy has. This guy has PSP Go.
Yeah.
How do you like it?
Who has two thumbs on PSP Go? Anyway. Yeah, it's fine if
isn't
you
it the ones where that's the thing where it's like
Yeah, it looks like a sidekick.
No, there's no UMD drive. Cool. Is there?
Can you watch movies on it?
Yeah, it's all downloaded.
Huh?
You can watch movies on it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. You can do anything you can do with the regular PSP.
You can put files
in
it.
UMDs.
Except, what was there was a game that came out, Kingdom Hearts. They didn't come out with a downloadable version of it on the PSP, which I don't care about Kingdom Hearts, but
poop.
It's still like a
big game.
How much is a PSP Go game?
They're depends. Some
depends
of them are over, are more expensive than
like a regular game.
Than a regular, but some of them are cheaper. There's a lot of them for just $10 actually. So they're reasonably priced for the most part. Like the ones you're gonna want to play, God of Wars and Wipeout HD or whatever.
The new Metal Gear.
Yeah, well that one's like $30 or something.
Yeah,
it's expensive. All
right. Square Enix files trademark for A Survivor's Born.
They just love that.
People are thinking it's the new Tomb Raider.
Now, okay, I don't know.
It's Tomb Raider, right?
How
it's actually
definitely
true.
Are
people still speculating?
It's still a rumor.
Well, there was speculation that the next Tomb Raider is going to be kind of like
open world,
and
there's a lot of like supposed leaked stuff of like artwork of Lara Croft in like this jungle like scenario with
but
like
he's always
natives.
He's always
but
what do you guys think? Because Square Enix has dropped the ball on every single game they have released in the last like 2 years.
Yeah, like effing Kanan Lynch.
Except for Just Cause 2, which they had nothing to do with.
You know? Yeah, that was Avalanche Studios.
Yeah.
I think. That was
I don't know
because it was IDOS. They really had nothing to do with that game.
Maybe Square Enix would do good.
Who knows? I mean, we still don't
know. What other companies working on this? Yes,
Square Enix.
That's because I don't think it's like
Korea
official anything. They're still like, this is all kind of rumors, so there's really no. Since nobody like confirmed it's a Tomb Raider, there's still.
What was the name of it?
It's just. There's a picture in the latest Game Informer that just has like a crashed ship in like on a coast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
and
on
it just
the
says a survivor is born.
Yeah, it'll be
and
in
people
the next
are, people
so
are
more coming next month. I don't know everyone's getting like this idea that's Tomb Raider. I mean, it could be, but just like I don't see the connection.
It's funny if it's not Tomb
it's
Raider
because,
at all.
Well, it's because Square Enix and just rumors.
Because of the rumors that like Tomb Raider, the next Tomb Raider could possibly be a open world kind of survival game where you're on an island. Because people have been rumoring that you're going to be like abandoned on an island, so people are thinking, "Oh, this looks like an island."
It's gonna be like kind of an origin.
Lost tie-in.
Is it gonna be kind of like an origin?
That's what I've heard.
Line.
Kind of like an origin of how she became like this.
The Tomb Raider.
Yeah, the Tomb Raider.
As if that's a big,
so
impressive ordeal.
I don't know.
Oh, I just realized why I bought Blood Omen was because the Tomb Raider game, the Guardian Light, came out on the PC. They come out with skins of Kanan Lynch and Kane and Raziel from Kane Lynch from Kane Lynch and Kane and Raziel from the Kane of Legacy of Kane series. So I'm like, I might as well check this out.
Really?
There was a video though where you know the beginning cutscene where it's like Lara Croft.
Yeah.
They're like talking. It's funny because it has Kane and Lynch, but with the same audio.
Oh,
so you just hear like Kane like with Lara Croft's voice. It's so stupid.
It's
a Guardian of Light.
It's an interesting skin.
Mm-hmm. That's why.
Crytek is launching a free-to-play FPS in Asian markets.
Oh, wow.
powered by CryEngine 3. It's called Warface, I guess.
Warface?
All the thing that's cool about that is just the CryEngine, I think. You know?
Yeah, like, CryEngine's like cool. Insane. If you have a good enough PC to run it.
Yep.
Yeah.
This guy.
PC gamers, yeah, to the win.
Yeah, I have Crysis on it.
Oh, you do?
No, yeah, the game actually Crysis called Warface.
Can't even play farming.
Yeah, it's called Warface.
Farmville.
I'm guessing it's just going to be a generic. It's free. So
it's probably.
It's going to be revolutionary. You're going to be able to reach out your hand and touch the gun.
They should have had Peter Mullen here marketing that. Sony is looking for a new president.
Hirai is being considered.
Is that the guy that's Ridge Racing?
What happened to the old president?
$599 US
Just pay. Interesting. I don't know.
I thought he was the president.
That's what I thought.
He always talks at E3.
I always see that guy.
Who was the president? I don't even. Kevin Butler. Sony, like the president of all of Sony.
They should get Kevin Butler.
Kevin Butler.
A fictional person to be the president.
Yep.
I like it. It's like Colbert. Colbert should be the president. Colbert. Makes
sense. Vice President is Lucas.
Lucas?
Lucas is there.
What was the last one?
Assassin's Creed 3.
Oh, yeah, that was the,
Where's this one gonna be set?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no.
Well, they've got that comic that was, like, in Egypt, modern wasn't it?
Russia.
Oh, Russia. Yeah. Well, there's another... Okay, I was thinking of the... There's a concept art where they had, like, a pyramid. I was thinking that was the comics. I got confused there.
Maybe they'll...
Help Stalin.
Should be in the future. Space.
Oh, no. I've heard before.
Well, that was the rumor. Like
laser.
What's Call of Duty?
What's going to happen is you're going to be, like, it's going to start.
That is so weird.
It's like Halo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next Call of Duty is going to be Halo Duty.
Halo
Duty. See, Bungie's going to be working on that.
Bungie's going to work on that.
On the space-based Call of Duty. That's what they meant by a Halo-centric.
Finally, we can have more shooting levels in space.
You've unlocked.
Space Harriers.
You got it, dude.
Once that comes out, just give
like
me
SWAT teams just like come out of my house. I'm like, shit. Alright, well, Assassin's Creed 3. I mean, Brotherhood did really well this year, so.
Sells a bunch.
Could be Assassin's Creed 3. They didn't really specify.
Sisterhood.
Tomb Raider.
Sisterhood.
You play as a nun.
You play as nuns.
Just giving out money.
Anything that you guys have pretty much posted on your site.
Is there anything, any other big news that came out recently? I'm trying to think.
Harmonix.
Explosion Man.
That's pretty cool.
Harmonix regarding...
Harmonix is being let go.
Sold.
Oh, really?
I forget the parent company.
I'm back.
They're owned by MTV.
Oh, MTV, I think, yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah, anyway, they're selling them off.
Why? They made Dance Central.
Well,
and that did pretty good.
They made.
There's an article about it on
Playwise. They'll probably be picked up.
Let's check out Playwise.
But then they can't make their stuff.
What is that site? I gotta make that my homepage. Oh, look, see, I already have it up.
Because they weren't able to take guitar.
Whoa! Alright.
No,
don't click on the picture.
You're gonna be bought back by Activision.
Where do I
click? Click on
it. Yes. Homeless Harmonix. Poor Harmonix.
See, I
don't click
know.
On the picture. God.
I should know this, but I've forgotten now.
There you go.
So where we at in news, guys?
That's where you're sad.
We're just trying to think of anything else that kind of came out.
Monday Night Combat.
Jacob, you
DLC
need to play Explosion Man.
This is Explosion Man.
I should have got it when it was on sale, but I forgot.
You didn't get Explosion Man when it was 75% off, Jacob?
No, I was
big dummy.
Stupid.
Too
stupid
busy Jacob. Being sick and eating and.
That's really sad for Harmonix.
Ah, oh, man.
And press some buttons.
Should have just turned it on.
Yeah. They're probably
realize
rich,
it too
though.
Late.
Harmonix is probably.
I really
rich.
Like the Miss Pack or Miss Explosion Man.
You see how bad the last. This is like three conversations going on.
I know. Yeah.
This is how we always are. So this evening.
I know.
But yeah, the last Guitar Hero was. Horrible sales. Horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Did Harmonix make it?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I saw a graph, and it's like all like the guitar sales. Up to three, and then here just goes down.
And they're pretty, like...
They're good. No, like, Harmonix is a good... Yeah. Somebody will probably pick them up, because they're good.
Yeah.
But, it, like you said, they can't make their games, because they're licensed to...
It's like the sales of Atari Arcade. Oh, yes.
Although they could have the rights to.
They're still a good developer. They're not going to. Their talent's not going to go.
They're not. Yeah. Someone's going to pick them up. Bobby Kotick's got
some VGA stuff. I don't know if we talked about that new Mass Effect possible thing at the VGA.
I don't see how that's Mass Effect.
The sniper in that video.
Oh, the rumor?
People are
the gun is like exactly like the.
That looks exactly like the M29 incisor from Mass Effect 2.
Yeah, so let's have that up.
I need to see this.
I made an article.
I mean, it does.
I remember Mass Effect guns looked all funny.
When you look at it, it does kind of look like a Mass Effect gun.
That old picture of Diablo.
Right there. It does look like a Mass Effect gun. It's got the kind of like collapsible.
Yeah, there's like a lot of reasons why it is. I'm not seeing it. He's wearing a Mass Effect armor as well.
Click on.
That doesn't look like
Mass Effect. Feels so weird. Everyone's staring at me.
See that? That? Now you see it? You have to admit, that looks like.
No.
Yeah, that is true.
Look at the.
It
does. Damn it, Sean, give
it
in.
It
doesn't. Sean, how do you not? It looks exactly like it.
Well, give in!
Not exactly, but
that's much. That's
much shorter. Well, I mean, this is like a, there, it's like a CG, though.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, this
they
is
tried
like
to make
game.
It like.
I mean, it's not going to be the same color, but like, it has the same indention right there. It has the same like notch right there. It has the same.
Same scope-wise, and
like that is the M29. Like, the scope is exactly the same.
No.
How do you not see
the scope? Does it have orange?
Well, it doesn't have to be
different.
At the same
time. There's a notch here.
Colors don't matter.
Yeah, the colors don't
matter.
There's
a notch here.
There's a notch right there.
I'll paint my rifle.
It seems much smaller.
I think there's more similarities than there are dissimilarities.
Well, and it's Bioware, so think about, like, I don't know, the likelihood of it being Mass Effect related.
People are saying it's a Mass Effect multiplayer spinoff.
See, Bioware posed two QR codes.
They basically confirmed multiplayer for Mass Effect 3, so if they're going to do something like this, it makes sense. It'll give them like a test market.
That guy does not look like he belongs in the Mass
Which,
Effect.
Which, if it is, I mean, that's a smart move, I think.
Could be.
Or it could just be Mass Effect 3.
It's an offshoot, so it could be some kind of weird Marines training thing
that they
use to justify some kind of
Mass Effect. Always seemed like Mass Effect looks
but
really
a lot of like proof is like leading towards a Mass Effect game.
This dude looks like he belongs in like.
You never know, maybe it's a multiplayer.
Well, it is
multiplayer trailer.
CGI, anyways.
Also, I mean, it definitely in the trailer it looked like a very run.
I don't know why our
like,
icons.
Probably,
Jacob, is our icon showing as a blogger icon for you, our favorite icon?
Yeah, it shows up as the Henchy.
I need to refresh my cache.
And then there's also the
Resistance 3.
Yeah, gameplay that's going to be revealed at the VGAs.
I know. You guys excited? Do you guys see Johnny Depp?
I'm going to borrow this real quick because I'm almost.
Do you see Johnny Depp?
Johnny Depp's
in it.
Wait,
in what?
In the
Resistance 3?
I don't know if it's just my eyes
like
messing with
voice?
Me. No, as in like his face is in it.
In Resistance 3.
Like this teaser, I was like, sorry, Evan. Okay,
Donkey Kong.
There you go.
Everybody, load up VGAs if you're listening to this podcast.
I want to see it again.
Oh no, is it frozen?
Oh man, I just like click on Donkey Kong.
Oh
so many
wow.
Times.
It's on.
Wait, what are you looking at?
He just
Donkey
like
Kong.
Opened up 15
Don't
Donkey Kong Country.
Donkey Kong Cron. Oh my god.
That's a lot of Donkey
now
Kong ads.
Now you get to serve it. Because you love Donkey Kong so
you just
much.
Won
15,000
games.
Yeah. You just won 15,000 bananas.
Oh, that was going to sound so awful fun.
Do you know if you like pre-order it?
Donkey Kong?
Yeah, you get like a banana
sleeve. It's already out.
Where?
It's already out though, isn't it?
I don't know.
That's so
minor games.
Join
Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong for an all-new ground-pounding barrel-rolling
adventure.
Donkey Kong Country.
Pre-order now, man.
Ready for everyone.
At local game store.
Look, here.
I actually played the demo.
That's Johnny Depp!
Hey, go back.
It looks just like him.
Oh, yeah.
That's
it,
Johnny
Depp. Yeah, I mean, isn't that Johnny Depp?
Where's the wrong?
It is Johnny Depp.
It looks a lot like him.
I mean, no
that's
doubt.
Not Johnny Depp. He should be hired as Johnny Depp's body double.
So what are they revealing? I mean, like,
Resistance 3 trailer?
Yeah, this is the Resistance 3 live-action teaser
yeah.
for the VGAs.
Like, what kind of gameplay could be so special that it needs to be revealed? Like, shooting, you know? Like,
I don't know. I never really played any Resistance.
Shooting, unless you're shooting Johnny.
It's RPG now.
Oh, yeah. He like, turns Johnny into, Depp. Like, this, like, creature. But, like, I mean, did you see the...
Did Resistance ever have, like... Live-action cutscenes?
I've actually played the demo yesterday for some reason.
I know they have... Isn't there another live-action one where they
there's
the
one where they're on the train.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
I'm looking at the one with the train right now.
It's all gonna be FMVs?
Yeah.
FMVs in Resistance 3.
Finally, they took the advice of the Uncharted series.
They were in the train. Okay.
Yeah.
Alright. Also, the augmented edition.
Oh, Deus Ex.
What's in it?
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Let me see.
Pre-order it now.
A statue.
I think there's like soundtrack, behind the scenes video, or behind the scenes DVD, art book, something else.
A remote control helicopter.
Remote control helicopter.
Like
they gotta up the ante.
Like visors.
Wonder if this game's gonna be as good as the first.
It's probably gonna.
I heard the first one was really.
I haven't seen like gameplays of it. I'm like.
Well, it's not. Well, I mean,
come on.
It's almost like you think about BioShock 1 versus BioShock 2.
Mm-hmm.
It lost like all the talent that really made
BioShock
2
was a wrap, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like BioShock 2, they lost all the creative talent that really made BioShock 1 shine.
Right.
And Warren Spector is the
guy
who basically made everything for the first one.
Yeah.
And without him, I just feel like it's not going to be as good.
Really?
I know like the first one had a lot of like choices.
But he did make Epic
Mickey,
so.
Well, that's like a.
But what other games? Oh, BioShock Infinite. Did you guys hear anything about it? Are they releasing something in VGAs?
I don't know.
Trailer, man.
Probably a trailer.
There was
some
pretty long trailers out already, though. Like 10 minutes of gameplay.
I said 10 minutes of gameplay.
Guillermo del Toro is going to be
announcing
his THQ game, which could be pretty cool.
Hey.
Oh, he's with THQ.
Saints Row.
Saints
Row.
No, it's going to be
Saints Row's Labyrinth.
Well, unless it's going to be a Saints Row horror game. I don't know. He's doing it.
Pan's Row.
He's announcing some kind of horror game.
Can you imagine that? If you're like mythical creatures in a giant city shooting each other?
I don't know. I'm looking forward to that. I mean,
if he's not making that,
someone needs to make it.
We need to pitch that to THQ.
Gotta bust up the Yakuza. Several different types of walking animation.
I think we pretty much covered most of the good stuff.
Yeah.
Can you think of anything
Noobs.
Else?
Or any questions?
Let's go to viewer questions. Start it off.
Probably like our longest podcast.
Forgotten Gamer asks, how's life been, guys? I know Finals has been making you uber busy but how about your gaming habits? Anything changed?
Forgotten Gamer.
Everything all right? What is the game you're most looking forward to on the VGAs? We're all doing good.
Most looking forward to, like, as in reveal?
I guess.
Looking
for, I mean,
yeah,
I
guess
for
reveal.
Next
I don't know.
I'm done for a month.
What if they just don't reveal, like, any of the games that have been, like,
revealed? They just reveal all the stuff they've already revealed.
Yeah, that'll be the worst tease.
It's like, hey, new Crash game by Naughty Dog.
I'm kind of looking forward to the Guillermo del Toro unannounced thing. I don't know how much he's going to say about it. He could just come out and be like, oh, my new game is called this.
It's a new game.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I'm not making a game.
It's a movie.
I'm making.
Just kidding.
New
Mario Brothers.
I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to seeing what this BioWare thing is.
Yeah.
I really want to see it.
Yeah,
isn't there going to be a little Gears 3
that's the only thing I'm like anticipating.
Oh, there is some kind of announcement. Cliffy B was like, you're going to see some new Gears 3 gameplay that is not what you're expecting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
I don't know what that's going to be.
Gears RPG.
I'm burnt out on the whole, like, all those Gears of War clone kind of...
Oh,
like the Call of Duty's and the... I know they're not the same, but, I mean, there's a lot of, like all the third persons are kind of like Gears, and all the first persons are like Call of Duty.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, yeah, it'd be awesome if you reveal something surprising, but I don't think it will.
We'll see.
Hack and slash.
But I think the only announcement that's pulling any weight for me is the Mass Effect. Or BioWare, if it is Mass Effect. So.
It'll be interesting to see.
Resistance 3 gameplay. I want to see that, too.
All of them.
That was so specific.
We're excited for everything at the VGAs.
Yeah. It's going to be pretty cool.
I'm excited best female voice actor.
Who hosted last year? Was it Jack Black?
Yeah, it was Jack Black. Jeff Keighley's doing it.
Oh, he's hosting it this year?
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Which
makes more sense, though.
I mean, I would have liked to... I'd like to somebody
Jack
else.
Black being like,
I've seen enough Jack Keighley. I've seen enough Jack Keighley, but
who knows?
I mean, Jeff Keighley's fine.
Jack Keighley.
That's just what I heard. Maybe it's wrong, but that's what I heard.
And they had like what?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Keighley. I think he's in the last one. Something.
Oreo. He was like two of them.
Oh, he farted again? I don't smell it. Do you guys smell it?
No.
So it's just
like, it must be like this line right here.
Like a little mist.
It's like me and Sean are just like.
I'm not smelling.
You should sit here.
Lynch,
oh yeah.
Lynch, you should just rest your head right beside.
I'll just like slip my head like on his anus.
What? Oh,
because you guys are so disgusting.
All right, Super Dave asked.
Someone, I was looking at Wikipedia, and this is so random. This is so, like LucasArts is rumored to announce Star Wars Battlefront 3. It seems unlikely. I'm like, yeah, I don't think they're gonna.
Rumored or was announced somewhere?
No. It's Wikipedia, so I take it with a grain of salt.
Don't trust Wikipedia.
That would be amazing.
Trust BG.
I would love.
I wish that was true.
But it looks like the Clone Wars cartoon.
Oh god.
No, they're gonna announce that Star Wars Kinect game is Star Wars Battlefront 3.
Oh god.
That Star Wars Kinect game was so cheapo. I was like,
Alright, moving on.
I want to play it though.
Super Dave asks, video game merchandise, sometimes we can't help but buy them, even though we know they rarely serve a purpose, though those Mario plushies are cute. My question, have you ever regretted buying video game merchandise, or didn't like merchandise you received as a pre-order bonus or something? I assume everyone loves
Assassin's Creed Jack in the Box.
I hate it.
Oh man,
that was the worst thing I've ever bought in my life.
Did you guys see the preview video? The guy showing it off, and he got scared every single time
he opened it.
You didn't see that? No. He literally screamed. He's like, "Yeah!" Every time.
It's not even that scary, and the key's like all cheapo.
He has a plague doctor.
Yeah.
So I'm scared.
Well, I don't really buy too much.
I don't buy anything.
Yeah.
Me neither.
I have a Mario keychain, and it served me well. See?
Hey.
I got it from some game store.
I have some bobbleheads.
We are not.
You used to like bobblehead.
The game
store.
Yeah, I have a Mario bobblehead.
Those are cool, though. So
yeah.
I can't really complain about
it.
I have a Mario bobblehead that I got a few years ago. And,
I have a Master Chief bobblehead from
Master Chief.
John.
I want bobbleheads.
What about collector's editions? Do you guys buy the crazy packs?
I really didn't.
I never really bought too many
collector's editions. I got the Mass Effect 2 one, which was like just kind of a bigger box.
It's just a box. Yeah.
But it had a cool behind-the-scenes DVD, which was all right. And then it came with the Cerberus Network. But nothing too special
all
about that.
Them.
But nothing I really
all
regret.
Yeah, Cerberus
so.
On it. All of them.
I did get the Bad Company 2 collector's edition.
Oh, yeah.
Limited edition.
What does that have?
It came with... Well, at the time, it came with more features for the multiplayer, you know.
Limited? Isn't that,
I think everyone
that just
limited,
has on the
though.
Front?
Yeah.
It has, like, limited edition.
Like, when you first buy it for, like,
is it, like, a bigger package, or is it just, like, the...
Well,
it
comes with all those, like, expansions and stuff.
Right.
And I think that's... Well, I'm not sure about the map packs, but...
It came with that VIP thing, right?
Yeah, it was, like, a VIP access.
I think I got that. I went to
But you didn't get the
store.
Limited edition?
And I went to a store and I bought the game like it was like a day or two after, and they're like, "Oh, we have a limited edition, but we'll just give it for you regular price."
Wow, I feel special.
Well, the only collector's edition I think ever that was really, really worth it is the Forza 3.
Oh, really?
Because they're still releasing cars for the people who got the collector's
really?
Edition.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Hmm.
And like you got like 50 free cars that didn't come with the regular edition. Came with a 2 GB
Mario doesn't
flash
like
drive.
Those free cars.
Or, yeah, like Forza. It came with a 2 GB flash drive or whatever. So
Gran Turismo 5, the collector's edition looked pretty sweet.
Oh yeah,
I want to say it was like $200 or $300, but it came with so much stuff.
It comes with like a two bonus cars and like a figurine. If I don't
wait, $300. Wait,
what?
I think it was like $300 for like the Super Mondo collection.
You don't even have that.
That's
much.
Stupid.
Yeah. I mean, no, this price is stupid.
That's really like that's too much.
Black Ops Jeep
console
collector's edition.
Black Ops.
Oh yeah, Black Ops Jeep.
You can spend $30,000 to get a Black Ops Jeep.
I saw commercials
for
that.
Did it even come with the game?
I don't think so.
I don't even think it came with a copy of the game. That's ridiculous.
They'll probably give a copy. You'll just open the glove compartment like, oh, the game's here.
It's built into the car.
I mean, what does it have though?
Oh yeah.
Like, what does it have? Like, there's
like
a Black Ops
logo.
I think it's
like
on the outside.
Some,
yeah.
Maybe like.
Can you imagine like
interior...
driving that somewhere? Like, hey, I have the Black Ops.
I think maybe
nerd.
Some interior military stuff. I don't know.
GPS.
It's like a wannabe Humvee.
It has so many damage.
A wannabe,
Sergeant Foley.
Like, army Humvee.
Ramirez, make the next right turn.
That would be the best.
Oh yeah.
The best
yeah.
GPS voice
oh
ever.
God.
Ramirez. Make a U-turn when possible with this ATV knife.
how deep it is.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, but the only thing I have is New Vegas, and
that was all right. New Vegas was pretty good. I mean, it was only $10 bucks more, and you get a pretty
good. I got cards. I got soundtrack.
You got chips.
Trading cards.
Poker chips.
DVD.
Comic.
Danny Charlie.
Assassin's Creed Brotherhood soundtrack was terrible. I don't know if how the Fall of Vegas comes with it.
No, it wasn't soundtrack. It was
it comes with the Assassin's Creed soundtrack.
No, but Assassin's Creed Brotherhood was terrible because it was just on a DVD. You couldn't even burn it to your
iTunes.
You couldn't burn it to your iTunes. Yeah, how terrible is that? That doesn't make sense.
Why?
You have to put in a DVD and manually select each song to play the soundtrack. You couldn't even select play all from what I saw.
Just for Kid was like...
Such cheap.
No pirating.
Not a good... I don't know.
I'm sure someone already leaked it out, though.
Yeah, Ubisoft has been, like, cracking down on the piracy.
Okay. Oh, Ubisoft's the worst. Oh my god.
Ubisoft, like, don't you have to, like, be able to connect to the internet?
Yeah,
play
you have to be able to connect to the internet to even access, like, the games.
PC games.
Wow. Yeah. It's all PC games. The last one, what was the last one? I can't remember. But anyway, if you are in the middle, it was Assassin's Creed. If you're in the middle of a match, or not even a match, just the single player.
Did Brotherhood come out for the PC yet?
I think. Did it?
I feel like because my brother told me that.
But the other Assassin's Creed 2 is this way. You're playing single player. If you're connected to their server, if you lose internet connection at all, you're dropped out of the game, and it doesn't even save your progress.
Oh, that's complete bull. Well, you guys know that Dungeon Defenders is going to be completely open source.
Hey.
And that's good, and they're not blocking anything on that.
Well, yeah, The Witcher 2 is coming out on Good Old Games.
Yeah.
And Good Old Games releases all GOG stuff is DRM free. And so that's kind of cool. And they don't ever release new games, too, so it's pretty interesting.
They already accept their pre-orders, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you can actually pre-order it and get free stuff. I already did.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to buy it. You don't pay any money at all.
Hey,
you can't beat that.
So, yeah.
Download it right now.
This is funny because I talked about this on the Playwise podcast. I talked about it on this podcast.
Hey, why not?
It's good.
Good Old Games, please sponsor Playwise.
Yeah, we write articles for GOG as well, like for The Wicker.
Mm.
Witcher.
Wicker.
The Wicker Man's Wicker.
You made The Wicker. Like, I have no idea what
Wicker Man's Wicker. Wicker.
Wicker Man.
Shut up. Next.
Nicolas Cage makes
next
question.
Next question. Cage
Zombie
makes
Toast.
Zombie Toast.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Evan.
Go ahead, Evan. AI.
Zombie Toast, which games do you think had the best worlds or environments? What contributed to your enjoyment or general appreciation for these worlds? Definitely Red Dead.
Mm, yes.
That is a good one.
Worlds? About like giant sandbox maps?
I guess.
GTA Battle Wars is good.
Battlefield?
This year, Red Dead was one of my favorite worlds
Red Dead
to
is
explore.
Pretty
just because of how,
awesome.
How like, just...
Some Uncharted levels.
So much
New Vegas is pretty good, too.
New Vegas is
really,
New Vegas
going
is
back
like,
to older games.
Nice.
World of Warcraft.
Metroid Prime.
Look nice.
Well, I would say Mass Effect, too. Mass Effect 1. Because you got to fly out to the planets and land on them with
that's,
the rover.
See, that's what I kind of missed.
Right
that's what a lot of people complained about. But I kind of enjoyed that whole exploration.
It.
Like, being able to...
Just add some trees or something.
Yeah.
Sounds a little more interesting.
I mean, granted, it's pretty tough to have a detailed environment with like, all these detailed planets.
I mean, they
but
have
still, I mean,
a lot of planets to explore, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I don't know, like, Red Dead was really cool because it had a bunch of, all the animals and stuff. And
yeah, like, I mean, I loved Oblivion, but it was so, like, there's nothing to do, and that's what I liked about Red Dead. It was, it was so nice, like, there was stuff to do, like, you could walk, like, a few yards, and there'd be, like, some random event.
Yeah, and hunting,
hunting was pretty cool.
Red Dead, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but...
Anything
no, I love
all
the hunting.
All the
hunting
was,
like,
challenges and stuff
game.
Was...
I know. I haven't even seen, like,
some good longevity.
I haven't played the Undead Nightmare yet.
I need to finish the Undead Nightmare.
I want to get, eventually get Undead.
I want to get the, they're selling the separate already.
Yeah, the $30 disc.
Yeah.
But Undead Nightmare is worth it because that is a fantastic DLC. That is so much fun. You get all these, the four horses of the apocalypse.
There's multiplayer
and,
as well, right?
There's modes, yeah.
Okay, there are.
There's like zombies. Like,
there's the horde.
Protect the town.
Okay. Kill off the zombies.
Cool.
Yeah, really cool though.
You could play
it
like zombie versions of characters or something. Maybe. All
right.
Maybe.
I think.
I don't know. Can you?
Next.
No, oh yeah, you get a zombie, like an actual zombie cowboy or whatever to play in multiplayer.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
You can play in any multiplayer mode too. So.
Hmm.
And he groans when you when you make him talk.
That's pretty awesome. I don't know any other. That's about. I was trying to keep it recent with the worlds or environments. I don't know.
Zelda games.
Zelda games. I mean, There's a lot of games that I like that have really good worlds and environments.
Oh, Assassin's Creed's kind of nice. I like
I really enjoyed Assassin's Creed just because kind of the whole, well, this, I guess this ties into another question that later on, so I won't really answer it, but the whole history and stuff. And
well, I know it's not real, but Heavy Rain, they did a really good job just like capturing this sort of aesthetic of, you know?
Yeah, like a kind of a mystery detective.
Yeah, it's a dark.
Wait, what game?
Heavy Rain.
Heavy Rain.
Oh.
Mm. I mean, it's
should have brought it. We could have tried that.
You have to remind me next time.
I know. I forgot.
Yeah, oh, I need to get that for Christmas or something. I always want to play Heavy Rain.
Heavy Rain. Or you can borrow it for me. I don't care, Evan.
How much is it now?
So we can, like,
it's probably
it's still like $50. Bucks.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
okay. It was great watching.
I'm going to try it.
$20, I would say sure, but I don't know.
It's still like $50. It's pretty expensive.
Or like $20 or $30, I would say Heavy Rain would be good, but I don't think it was worth probably...
Wait, full price.
I don't think it was worth six.
It is a pretty. 60. I don't know.
That's
whenever
crazy,
I played it,
man. I don't know.
I played it. I really enjoyed it. Like that. That experience to me was worth the worth the price.
Here's what I think. It's the reason. Well, anyone should buy the game is to support developers who are doing something new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because that is not. You're not going to find that experience in any other game.
Exactly.
No,
really.
The game they made before was like that, though.
Pretty unique.
It was it was like a crappy version of that.
Yeah.
I was going to say, though, if it's a crappy game, though, I don't want to really support the developer.
It's nice to have a polished, like, game that
does
this really good story.
If you're if you're interested in story and, like, digital narrative, that is, like, the game
to have. It was a good, like, I really enjoyed it. It was one of the best experiences.
Yeah. It has good replay value, too, because you can play it through so many different ways.
Yeah, that was the thing with, like, the multiple endings and stuff that I never really went into too much, but that was to kind of see how it ended up.
Remember John at the ending? Where
John had the worst ending.
That's
kind of the next question.
Okay, he did okay the entire game, and then he didn't do well with the detective.
Yeah.
And then
pretty much the last half of the game, he was like, I'm going to kill off everybody.
Yeah, like...
yeah, you get an achievement or a trophy for killing everyone.
So he got
I bet if I... jump out this window, I'll die, says the person that's in the situation that they could die if they jumped out the window.
Yeah.
Maybe I should go out the door.
John's like, no, nope. I'm going out the window.
Jump.
So, he got one of the most depressing endings. It was like...
Oh, man.
It was like, kind of okay if that was the only way.
Yeah.
But, it was obvious that he could have made an easier choice and would have been fine.
Oh, yeah.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, okay. I really enjoyed that.
It speaks to the level of detail they put, though, into the narrative. Because they really did make it so everyone could die, and what games do that?
So
you can die in Mass Effect 2.
I didn't even know Scott Shelby can die.
I think it's funny because the next question is, hey guys, alternate endings in games, the rare unlockable for possible tasks,
what?
The result
of various decisions. Well, you kill him anyway. You kill him at the end. That's a good ending.
Spoilers. No, but like, I mean, I was thinking like...
5 month rule.
He falls into the...
Well, yeah, I know, but like, I mean, can he die like within process though?
I don't.
Because I remember like, what are we talking about?
Like,
if Scott Shelby can die earlier in the game,
you know when he was like shooting.
There's three points where you can die.
Okay.
That's like near.
Can you die there?
Okay. So I guess. Sean said there's
you think
points.
Or you know?
There's like 3 points where he died.
There's like 3 points where he died.
We'll just write it down like Heavy Rain's
points.
No, but I don't know. It wouldn't make sense, actually.
Because I tried, like, you know,
that would be hilarious.
He was pissed off, and he went into that mansion and started, like, shooting all the bodyguards.
Mm.
Like, I just stood there for, like, a few minutes, and he got shot, like, so many times, and he's still alive.
Oh,
I don't know why he couldn't die.
Hmm.
Remember where he was just, like,
yeah,
up and, like, drive the car through the mansion?
It's really cool seeing, actually.
What they should have done is, they should have made it so if he did die, they could have, like, still have it continue, like, his plan or whatever. I don't know.
The girl will like
maybe the like certain ways
Norman
play
Bates.
Out.
It'll be like Red Dead. There'll be hell of a child that
remember my thought.
This is like spoiler edition of
the
podcast.
Yeah.
Like so,
it's all right. They're used to it. Me like
Evan's three. What is it? 3 month rule, Evan, or something?
It's like 3
totally
months.
Makes
you have 3 months to play a game.
You have 3 months to play it. If you don't expect spoilers,
expect spoilers.
All right. Well, next question. All right,
we'll go.
Ruined
I read like half
heavy
the question.
The whole reason to play Heavy Rain.
Yeah,
you get a paper origami.
Hey,
in your game.
I did.
Great.
That. I made that.
Did you make that?
Yeah.
I made it too.
Well,
because
it tells
then
me
I
how to do
it
in the loading screen of the install.
I know, like
Jason.
Sean.
Where's my son?
Sean.
Oh God.
All right, next question.
I did like that character.
Ethan Mars. Yeah. All right,
I want a balloon.
Black Knight asks, hey guys, alternate endings in games, the rare unlockable for an impossible task or the result of various decisions made in the game. Do you think that alternate endings are appropriate in games, or do you believe that it is simply a device used to add a small amount of replayability to an otherwise short game? What is the best representation of an alternate ending that you remember?
I like Silent Hill when it comes to the alternate endings.
Like UFO alternate endings?
With the UFO? Or the is dog, it like an alternate ending, ending where there's like a dog just randomly sitting in a room with a...
Yes, a control room.
Like the control room is kind of watching you. It's
then
like,
what's face just walks in and he's like, what? And then he just like cries or something.
Yeah, it's like something ridiculous like that. I like those.
Multiple. I don't know.
Oh, Singularity had cool endings.
Oh, those were actually pretty cool.
You can actually get all three endings in like...
Yeah, that's why and you can get...
You didn't have to replay the whole game to get those, which is kind of
which
nice.
Is good. I actually like that.
That's why it's... Because with me, I'm... Like, as much as I like alternate endings, I'm going to go for probably the best... The good route, because that's just what I... I don't really go the evil route if there's like an evil ending or whatever.
I play Singularity.
But like... No. But like, I'm not really going to replay a game unless I really, really, really enjoyed the game. I'm not going to replay it just for an alternate ending.
I don't like
Chrono Trigger had some pretty awesome alternate endings, and especially because that's such an old game.
You beat it once, and then that's how you get the normal ending, and then after that, you could face the last boss at any point.
You could beat the game if you play through once, and then like start the game, and then just jump to the final boss right before you do anything.
Another ending?
Yeah.
It's like, you could beat it with just Chrono, and it's or like with just Frog, and then like... The ending turns out Frog marries the main girl princess, and then she
it's
like,
it's really
she's
cool.
my grandpa. It's weird.
But I think speaking to the question about being appropriate, though, Chrono Trigger is a good example, because if you look at it, it is confusing as hell. What is canon? Like, I don't know which ending is correct.
It's time travel.
Right.
You know?
Well, probably the normal ending, but...
I feel like for like an... Like, maybe an RPG or something, definitely alternate endings are good, because you have kind of, like, these alternate dialogues and stuff, and what
like
you
Mass
do,
Effect.
Like...
Mass Effect.
In fact, Mass Effect, Fallout
Mass
3 and
biggest
stuff.
Biggest alternate whatever.
Fallout's
alright.
Fallout's
kind of
okay.
It just kind of has a thing.
New Vegas is a little better.
You're a
like,
dick.
It's gonna be interesting to see how Mass Effect 2 plays out in Mass Effect 3 with that whole...
Can you load your...
Shepard dying
can you load your own character, if I'm not mistaken? You can, right?
For what?
You load your Mass Effect 2 character?
Mass Effect 3, but if he dies... Like,
I would have liked it had, if
like
you
a...
die,
I don't
you
think...
get to play as you know who.
Oh, Dead Rising 2.
Oh.
Oh, Dead Rising 2.
Joker.
That's
landing.
Great.
Dead Rising 2.
Yeah, right. Brittle Bones is just falling over.
Well, he's got titanium bones now, thanks to...
That's like the best.
What, Dead Rising
2? A ending, S ending, B, C, D, and it could just end.
Which end?
Dead Rising 2.
Dead Rising 2.
Right. Like...
Yeah,
and
pretty good.
For rank D, C, and
what was he? Did he fart again?
Yeah. Man,
take it in.
Where's the Febreze?
All right.
Next question.
I should just like can up his farts.
Go ahead, Evan.
Hey guys, RPG elements, the endless amounts of quests, the awesome loot, the unlimited levels. All these elements have begun to appear frequently in games and genres that you would not expect to see them in. Do you think that there are some games that would be improved if these elements were added? If so, what are these games and why?
Dang. I feel like
I think it's easy to say which games would suck to have that. Like, a platformer, you better be able to jump the same way the whole time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
there's certain things where, I guess, some places where it wouldn't work.
Yeah. But, like, GT5, they have kind of the RPG elements, and I think they did a good job with that.
Really?
You have the career, and you have... Yeah, I mean, it's not really RPG,
but kind of similar.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You can like, upgrade all your cars.
Oh, Evan.
Evan, your mom's calling
your mom
you.
Calling.
Have it on vibrate, Evan.
Dead Rising 2 has RPG elements in
it.
It
does, too. A little bit.
That's why you
it's,
can level
it's
up.
It's always kind of nice to be able to upgrade, I think.
I
don't really see... I mean, to an extent, I guess.
It gives you the... like a better connection with your character too, because you feel like you're shooting and doing all these things for a reason.
Right.
Yeah, that's why Mass Effect 2, you got more in touch with Shepard because you upgraded him to the point where he's your own.
I mean, unless it's a very, like, very, very story based game, like, I don't really see. I mean, I could care less if Uncharted 2 had like RPG elements.
Did Uncharted?
Like,
no, Uncharted 2.
Where you're like upgrading your
Heavy
character.
Rain has some RPG elements in it.
Yeah, I can
get your
really
speech
care
skill
less.
Up.
I can't really care less about Heavy Rain. Like,
oh,
dexterity, I can't crawl through tunnel as good.
Like, I mean, Uncharted 2 is just like you get better weapons, you're better, and it's and then it depends on how good you are at aiming. So
it just
I mean, for that game, I could really care less if it had RPG elements, but I mean, they're always, it's always nice to have a game where you
can upgrade. Cool. So,
we heard. We could tell by your ringtone.
But yeah, I mean, I guess it's only appropriate if the game's compatible with RPG elements. Mm-hmm. If it's not, then don't try, because you'll ruin it. Just saying.
Just saying.
Like Castlevania, yeah, it had RPG elements and it pissed me off.
Well, all of them do.
Every single
Castlevania. Imagine when you guys get bigger.
Piss me off!
That's what makes you good.
Yeah, I like that.
I just hate, like... it's just so hard to kill, though.
Otherwise, you're just killing endless enemies, and there's not
that
out card. Yeah,
extreme hack and slash.
Like, because those games really they bother me. You know, I get sick of just.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Splatterhouse had the same pretty much RPG elements than Castlevania, where you just like gather, rack up some experience points, and you like upgrade your skills and stuff.
Like, yeah, it's like
I was like okay with that. I don't know why I wasn't okay with
you. Just described every RPG.
Yeah, I know.
Kill enemies and get
Splatterhouse is a JRPG.
Splatterhouse is a JRPG.
You get a Buster Sword.
That I approve. I know.
Alright.
Oh my god.
What?
My Xbox.
Xbox.
The what? Oh god.
Xbox.
It's what?
Just, it just auto.
It has a mind of its own.
It just auto played that trailer.
What?
What does it play?
Xbox
Riders.
Xbox, pause.
Oh, yeah.
Why isn't Xbox playing it by itself?
Xbox, stop.
Look at that kid. He's like so happy like playing Sonic Free Riders. While I was doing Sonic Free Riders, I was so pissed off.
Xbox, play.
No one can actually enjoy playing Sonic Free Riders.
It's impossible.
You make the jumps. Alright, next question, Left 4 Dead fan.
Yeah, it just auto-started.
Left 4 Dead fan asks, ever since Assassin's Creed 2 has been out, I've realized that my
interest... It has a pause, though.
My interest...
He's like, yeah! Alright, ever since Assassin's Creed 2 has been out, sorry, Jacob, I've realized that my interest in Renaissance Italy has greatly increased, and I have found myself researching the time period on websites and in books. My question to you is, have you ever found yourself wanting to research and learn about a certain time in history based on a game? Examples would be gaining interest in Renaissance Italy from Assassin's Creed or World War II France from playing the Saboteur. No.
I was very interested whenever Assassin's Creed 1 came out. I always kind of liked the
Rome?
Crusades.
Wait.
No, the Crusades.
That's Middle East, isn't it?
Yeah, Middle East.
Yeah, it's like the Middle East.
I don't know. It was kind of interesting to see.
They had crosses on their freaking armor.
It's like the
it's the Crusades.
I really like the Crusades and stuff. And Kingdom of Heaven is one of my favorite
it's just
movies.
Weird.
But yeah,
that's what Connect does.
Connect. Oh. Hey, Skynet. It's over you. Skynet.
Connect. Play game.
Oh God.
It just like follows
yeah,
me
no,
like.
Assassin's Creed was really cool because they paid so much attention to like all the details of how
really
the,
like
how the architecture and stuff. It was just really interesting. And that was something that really attracted me
too,
to Assassin's Creed.
It?
That was like one of the
in Brotherhood the structures are actually like
oh yeah like
they're
in
real.
Assassin's Creed too. Like if I was into Renaissance Italy, like they paid so much attention to like architecture and detail.
It
and stuff. It's cool stuff.
Like
and
Uncharted and Trombola.
Uncharted is. I don't really know how.
I don't think that's really historically.
Like,
yeah, they're not
yeah.
Really, like.
But no.
Shangri-La.
Like,
but
you know, the place.
Shangri-La.
I mean, Uncharted.
I googled it.
Uncharted is just like one of my favorite games of all time. So, I just like that whole.
Where was Heavy Rain based on?
Heavy Rain was just. No.
Renaissance Italy.
Renaissance.
Renaissance.
Ethan Mars, Defiant.
I don't know any time period that you. A game made you research?
I guess maybe like Greek mythology or like
God of
God
War.
War maybe a little.
God of War made you Google?
Not really, but maybe like who's Kratos?
Like interested? Yeah.
Yeah, like I kind of already knew kind of Greek mythology.
I mean, Greek mythology is pretty cool. Like studying in high school and stuff, it was it was interesting. I know you liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The Odyssey and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you could also go into like all those like big. Massively multiplayer games and everything where like the game League of Legends, people constantly research stuff like, oh, you know, can I get this new skin or something like that? I don't know if what kind of research, like history or something.
Yeah, I guess he's talking about a time
like real life
history, basically based on a game.
Time splitters.
Like, I mean, I know I've researched, like, Marvel, like, DC comic book characters, like, when playing games sometimes. It's like, right. When I play, like, Fallout, like, look in the history, you know, like, the background.
That's true, yeah, Fallout. I did research a little bit about Fallout.
I'd say the only game for me was Age of Empires.
I love Age of Empires 2, that it would have, like, all of this, like, history stuff, like, in the game.
Yeah, which... And Civilization as well, but Civ actually has a lot of incorrect, like, changed
kind
of
stuff. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's not exactly...
I mean, it's more fantasy.
Well, in the new one, Civ 5, like, you can play against Gandhi, and he has, like, nuclear weapons and crap.
Take down, like, Harriers with, like, dudes with spears.
Yeah. So, it's not exactly historically.
Yeah. Horrible game.
That's a weird question.
All right, we'll move on to the next one. Claustrophobic Clown. Go ahead, Evan.
Are there games or certain parts of a game you don't like to play depending on the weather? For example, if you're hating ice levels because it's really cold.
When it's oh, gosh. I don't like to play heavy
ice
rain when it's
always raining. Annoying,
he hates playing ice levels because it makes him feel cold.
He's just I hate ice levels because you don't have, like, good traction.
I don't know. It seems like a lot of people... I don't really have, like, a...
I don't play New Vegas when it's, like, super hot.
Depending on the weather, I don't
know.
Well,
I mean, when you play a certain level that has certain kinds of weather, it changes your mood.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's not like, oh, it's raining outside.
Your skin temperature, like, body temperature.
Oh, I'm so cold.
It's a volcano level in most, like, platforming games. I'm always annoying because it, like, just toasts.
If it's a rainy day, I like to play games more on those days, I guess. But that's...
Yeah, true.
I like to watch movies and...
And cuddle.
But then who wants to go outside when it's raining? So.
Yeah, no one. He's going to do something inside.
I like dancing in the rain.
Yep.
Pina Coladas.
Of course he just starts playing Sonic Free Riders.
I hate playing Sonic Free Riders on any day.
Get on.
Especially when it's raining.
All right, we'll go on to the next question. Rob Keys. He asked that...
Hey, Keys.
Hey, Rob.
Haven't seen you in a while.
How's it going?
How you doing?
Welcome back.
Alicia. Recently, I found out I had a very unpopular opinion on a popular game.
I won't
name it due to the crep storm I know it'll cause. My question is, what are some unpopular opinions of very beloved games you guys have? I don't mean things like COD or Halo.
I hate Grand Theft Auto 4 with a passion.
Castlevania.
I didn't like Assassin's Creed 1 much.
Well, I mean, was Castlevania even popular? I guess
it was.
He
didn't like Assassin's Creed 2 very much.
I don't know.
That was popular.
I didn't like...
Like, I know, like, everyone agreed Grand Theft Auto 4 tens out of 10. I didn't like it as much as San Andreas. I didn't like Modern Warfare 2,
but he didn't want that.
I mean, what games
sometimes...
some
indie
like
games.
Kane and Lynch.
I don't really like Dead Rising 1.
Everyone hated
Dead Rising 1. Has a really popular shitty gameplay, in my opinion.
Dead Rising?
I really liked Dead Rising.
Like, I know a lot of people like Dead Rising 1. But I didn't like Dead Rising 1 too much.
Come on. You're like
anything?
The...
Kind of don't like Assassin's Creed for the same reasons.
Cream Fresh.
All I can think of is I hate Halo, though. I hated the first
what about
Halo.
That?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he said.
Yeah, I know.
Can't say Halo.
Can't see it.
Well, actually, I didn't like any of the... I really didn't like the other Gran Turismos. Like,
okay.
I'm not a big racing game person.
Yeah.
I
didn't care much
games.
For Blur when I played the demo.
It was fun, but it was not.
Blur was fun, but it
was not
going
to go buy it.
Blur was fun, but nobody wants to play it.
This is just kind of like, oh, this is fun for about 15-30 minutes, but I don't really want to buy this game because I can't. I wouldn't see myself spending that much time on the game.
I have a great one. Bioshock. First Bioshock. I definitely don't like the second one, but I didn't really like the first one at all. Like, I thought it was overhyped.
You didn't like the first Bioshock?
Yeah.
The first Bioshock.
I'm telling you, Abby, don't like
it.
Still don't like it.
Oh, God.
Same here.
The new Bioshock looks awesome, but the first one,
you didn't like the second one either.
Well, yeah, the second one was even worse.
His favorite game. So.
That's his favorite.
Yeah, I know that's a really popular game.
No, I really enjoyed Bioshock 1. I even enjoyed Bioshock 2 for what it was, even though it was more the same.
Yeah, I like the multiplayer of Bioshock 2.
You don't.
Because that game sucked.
I didn't care for Oblivion that much.
I know Sonic 3 is a popular game.
I know you're not. Like, stop hitting. Oh, I hate Sonic 3.
That's
all I
know to
do. Can you jump? It didn't even jump.
That's, that's really good.
All right. Wow. That was a really waste of my time. Next. Venus Flywop.
No, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. In the current...
For the next question, I'm going to head out.
Oh, you got to go, Evan?
Oh. All right. Have fun with your fam.
I will. Next meeting, y'all.
Oh, you stayed for like an hour.
Yeah. Like, they were pretty late, so...
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you could stay a little bit longer, Evan.
Yeah.
Very nice meeting.
Hopefully, I'll see you all next week in person.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye, listeners, and bye, guys, and see y'all later.
Good luck on the final.
Toodles.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
He's got a final.
Yeah, I didn't really care as much for.
I think he has
Call of Duty until 2.
Oh, yeah? Or Modern Warfare 2?
Modern Warfare 2. And then I went back and was like, oh, this is alright. But I didn't like the multiplayer. I didn't play this as everyone else did.
I never played COD 4 until
And I hated how there was, like, planes and stuff.
Oh, you mean, like.
Yeah, I didn't like. Streaks? It's like, oh, why is there stuff like this?
Like kill streaks.
Yeah. That just bothered me.
Alright, well. Lance, do you want to read the next question?
All right. Now let Jerry read it.
All right.
Jerry?
All right. Hey. I will read that.
Jerry, read it. It's a paragraph.
Give me the long one. In the current status of gaming...
That's what she
said. DLCs. Come on. All right. In the current status of gaming, DLCs and online compatibility are prominent. When I think about it, without internet connection, you get half the experience. An example, achievements requiring Xbox Live... or the downloadable content codes that come with certain games, how do you feel about the gaming industry moving farther from complete offline play?
Hmm.
And that's from Venus Flytrap.
Flywop.
Little Venus.
Well, if they didn't, I mean, that basically they'd be ignoring all the technological advances that make the gaming good. In the
multiplayer makes it more interactive.
I think
people like this that.
Get the community. Internet. And get out of the 20th century.
The niche is moving. I think online play is now becoming more of a niche. Like, who doesn't have internet connection to their consoles?
Go to your nearest
and
library.
It's probably a lot of people. It's affordable now. It's not like it's hard to get.
But, like I mean, much, if you're going to buy an Xbox 360, wouldn't you think, like, an internet connection?
Yeah. I guess he's just wanting, like, better quality campaigns. I mean, maybe developers aren't putting as much effort or time into making the campaigns because people just want the multiplayer. That's what they're basing it on.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, there's still a lot of good single-player
games. How many games do you have multiplayer that just, like, sucks, though?
Yeah, I think
never even touched.
I think those games
you have some.
Not a lot.
The games that are multiplayer-focused are... product of the internet anyway, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, they wouldn't exist without the internet, so it's not like you can complain.
Yeah.
Exactly. But the only problem I have with DLC is if it's like, stuff that should have been in the game.
Right.
Come on.
But that's about it.
I mean, I just feel like it's kind of a, like it's a great way for them to get out extra content if you don't have most people have internet. And most people are going to get the download codes and stuff. And
it's good on both ends because it's good for you as a consumer because then you get more value out of that game.
I mean, they're paying more attention. If there's a problem with the game, you're able to download an update that fixes that problem and makes it a better experience.
And then for the developer, it's good too because then they have a revenue stream while they're working on their next game.
Yeah.
So that they can keep going, you know. So I don't think there's any... I think it's great, actually, for the game.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
So, booyah.
There you go. Xbox Luke.
Enter that one officially.
Yeah. That's Xbox Luke asks, I was playing Assassin's Creed Brotherhood last night and was really enjoying the new and innovative way they presented the online. It was such a breath of fresh air from the generic team deathmatch free-for-all online experiences we are seeing in too many games nowadays. My question to you is, what other games do you think would benefit from a competitive online mode in their next installment, and how would the matches play out? Maybe there's already an existing online mode that you think could be improved with some more out-there game types.
Well, the stuff in Assassin's Creed has already kind of been done before.
But the whole kind of...
Stealth,
like...
Yeah, the stealth...
You have, like, contracts and going out and... Like... The higher you progress, the more people you have running after you. It's kind of a... I don't know, it's... Yeah.
Like, the new stuff they put in the single player...
If there's anything that's done that, it's not been done kind of in this way. Mm-hmm. It seems like the...
Seems like it's pretty. It's pretty new.
I mean, Mass Effect 2. Does that have multiplayer? So that's definitely.
Although you're saying pretty much Mass Effect 3 confirmed.
They confirmed multiplayer for the third one. But I don't know that.
I could care less. It seems like it would be very generic third person Gears of War.
And like, who's gonna want to fight with like 20,
Commander Shepherds
all together fighting? That's retarded.
I don't know.
The only game mode that, or like multiplayer mode, I'd love to see integrated into just more titles is the Little Big Planet thing, like play, create, share. Oh. You know, where you can create things, share it with others.
Yeah.
Because that basically just adds longevity to the game.
Yeah, I mean, Little Big Planet to this day still has levels being made for it that are like, some people are really talented enough that the developers of Little Big Planet 2 seek them out to make levels for Little Big Planet 2.
Yeah, like they hire them for the next game.
I mean, that's where I see kind of like, not so much as like, what can you build on online modes, but giving people the tools so that they could build whatever they want. That's
like
kind of interesting.
Blizzard with StarCraft, they did that with StarCraft map.
So I don't know. That's kind of what I think about it. Sounds good. Discombobulate asks, there have been a lot of games that came out in the recent months. If you had to pick one game, which would you pick for best game so far? Wow.
Super Meat Boy.
Since when?
Since
really?
This year.
No.
Or I guess
no.
The beginning of this year. Well, let's just say
you guys haven't played Super Meat Boy, so you guys know.
Yeah, I haven't played it.
That's a fantastic game.
That
game,
you would like compare it to like the great titles.
He said the last couple months, a lot of games have come out. So what are we?
He said recent months. I'm gonna say this year. Like,
I'm sticking with Super Meat Boy. This recent,
like, brand new games or maybe developing games.
I don't know. He could be saying like come out in the recent months. I would say probably just go from.
Okay, came out
the rest of this year. I mean, we'll probably touch this up on like our end of the year podcast or something, but
end of the year wrap up. But
Super Meat Boy is like, Super Meat Boy is up there. I mean, that is like,
if you like platformers, there's no other game to play
it's
this
like,
year anyway.
It's literally perfected. Like, Mario Mickey. I don't want to say perfected, but it seems like it's perfected that platformer.
Yeah, the
like,
2D platformer.
Did Donkey Kong come out? But...
Yeah, that's true. I haven't played Donkey Kong, so.
Yeah. But this one's like,
Super Meat Boy is just so fast paced, and it's just like,
and it's insanely
funny,
long.
It's super
so
addicting, though. It's like,
every level,
not only the levels,
a lot of charm to
the
it.
Part time and stuff,
but
it's like
getting the part time, getting the band aids, getting the warp zones, all that stuff.
Dark world,
the dark world stuff.
All
oh
the 8-bit levels that
the
are
characters.
Insane.
And yeah, it's so it's written cleverly too, where they have a lot of sort of
references,
nods and references to other video games.
Ninja Gaiden level.
You really don't get that in almost any other games. Yeah,
I mean, one of the games that I really enjoyed this year was Red Dead Redemption, which just because I'm a big fan of Westerns and stuff, and that open world was just like, I don't know, it's the perfect match for me. That's one of my top games of this year, just because I played that game so much, like I got 100% in it, so it was, you got 100% too.
You did all the Stranger Quests?
I did everything. Whoa. I got like, and then I, then I erased my hard drive. I was trying to move everything to the new Slim Xbox. And I thought that one of the things said eject your USB drive, but what that actually meant was it's reformats your USB. So like, I literally lost all of my saved data on my hard drive.
Oh my
so
goodness.
It sucked. But hey.
Now you can play it again.
Yeah,
now
excuse I
can
play to
play
it again.
Play that stabbing.
Exactly. So I don't know.
High finger play.
Yep.
You stay.
Next question, Lance. Why don't you?
What are we doing? The most effectual?
Yeah.
What do you all think are each of your fellow VGH staff members' biggest gaming strengths and weaknesses? Oh, God. Or just something you have come to notice about their gaming styles, habits, that they perhaps don't realize themselves?
I don't know.
What do you guys think about my game style?
I don't know.
It's hard to say.
You like Meat Boy. Hey,
cool. You like Super Meat Boy, so you're good.
It must be good.
Hey, Call of Duty. Cheap.
I
noticed that. That's
what?
Cool.
What?
Call of Duty Black Ops Jeep ad.
Oh.
Is the Jeep even on that picture?
I don't know.
Maybe we'll save this question for when
like Dave and Evan are here.
That's so dumb.
I know.
We'll save this
get
one.
Get out of here.
We'll get to know these guys more better.
Yeah.
And then we'll be like...
We'll go on to the next one. Vapor Rub asks, Pigsy's Perfect 10 DLC for Enslaved was released. It allows you to play as the character Pigsy, who's previously unplayable in the main story.
What do you think about
DLC in this vein, which allows you to play as a major character who was previously AI controlled only? that many would love to play as. I think it's pretty cool.
I think that's the way if you're going to do a story DLC to do it.
Yeah, it kind of gives a different like twist, like different minor, angle on the
like
on
the GTA story. Stuff. That's what
yeah,
they did.
Okay, yeah.
I
you would see Nico Bellic like
yeah, like they picked two characters that were like the most minor thing you could call
right.
a character,
right.
and then made them into like fleshed out stories, and that was cool. But
yeah,
stop it.
If it's done well, I think that's pretty cool.
So that's for Enslaved.
Yeah, that was Enslaved.
But do you just play the regular game as him?
No, it's
no,
like a
he
DLC
has a different story.
It's
before
like a DLC
they met,
story.
Oh, okay.
Before they met Monkey.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
But I do want to play it because. It seemed like I really
he's
enjoyed
different
Enslaved.
Than it's not like just
yeah he's got
Monkey.
A claw he's like got a I don't know what how they would implement
like,
that but
Monkey got up close and Pigsy has like a rifle and like different
I think it's
text.
It's like good if it lends itself like to the story so like Dragon Age they did some awesome stuff with the side characters and you know you definitely want to know about their background and be able to play it but some games like you really just couldn't care less you know
right
like. Maybe this Enslaved one. I don't know.
I mean, no, he was like the thing. Right. The thing, though, is like I really liked his character. He was a. I thought his voice actor was really good in the game. I don't know.
How about
I did too.
Smoked bacon achievement.
Oh, I want to let you know. five people, some friends of mine, told me that after they saw the review that you did, they bought the game.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, that's. I
wow.
did my job because I really enjoyed that game.
And those were like personal contacts. Like they
your
just
voice were so soothing that.
Like
they were like,
so good. Like it's not right now though because I have a cold or recovering from a cold.
Sympathy.
I get the sympathy vote. I don't know if we're gonna be able to answer this last question. This has like 10
this
parts.
This is really weird.
Born for Battle 12 asks, I will give you a list of items and you create a scenario that is fit for an epic revenge tale. And he lists family, dog, coworker, boss, ninjas, unicorns, death claws, and raccoons.
Okay, so
just pick the most interesting one. Yeah,
let
Sean do it.
Sean
is the
master of like creating scenarios. So Sean,
so there's
an epic revenge tale with a family.
Okay, so this man and his dog are very close, and he has a family, and his coworker kills them for his boss. His crime boss, actually. Turns out his corp, mafia tech. Was there and then sent ninjas. What else is here? And so his dog could turn into a unicorn because he played a lot of costume quests and became a unicorn dog. And he really liked Mario, so he turned into a raccoon and drew a death claw. So.
There you go. That's your
death claw name.
That's the
epic
best revenge tale I've ever.
You come up with
revenge
tale.
Oh man,
wow.
We can't. I didn't even know.
And that concludes your questions.
That is your question. Wow.
That's it.
This is like the longest.
Thanks for everybody who submitted, because that was pretty good. I didn't think we'd have a lot to talk about, but these guys provided for some good conversation.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I just want to say thanks for everybody who submitted news and viewer questions.
Oh, by the way, I guess we are going to website news now.
Oh, yeah. We'll go on to a couple of things. Like let's talk about that recent.
Just
Super Dave won the November sweepstakes.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Super Dave. Get your nice $60.
He actually wants a
$60 game swap because you already have Black Ops.
Yeah, Black Ops.
Fine. And then we have we announced our December, right?
Yeah, we're starting December now. We're giving out five prizes.
Nice.
And they're $20. The amount is $20 each. So
$20
we're giving out pretty much 100 total.
Hey, Christmas time.
It's Christmas.
EGH gives
Christmas
love.
But yeah, we're giving out five prizes. So you know if.
All you have to do is...
Don't feel bummed if we pick someone to win it.
Hey, all you have to do is
more
basically
prizes.
Reply on the, what, the forum
post? Yeah, go
post.
On the forums. I want to win.
I want to win. And you're entered, so...
You're entered. And we'll be drawing... Should we do it on Christmas? New Year's?
I'll be like, completely booked on Christmas. So.
Man,
probably
what do you
New
mean?
Year's. Probably New Year's. Like, New Year's. What, Christmas? We're
booked?
Doing, like...
We're booked.
Doing what? We at home.
And
we go nowhere?
We go to our grandma's house, we go to our aunt's house. Like, we go to like three
different... Invite them over!
We go to like three different places. We're like running around.
We'll probably do
Christmas.
It like in New Year's or who knows.
Yeah.
Maybe like at the end
of
the month.
We'll,
or a date
we'll announce
that
it whenever
not.
We... whenever we decide what the best date where we can maybe get us all do something.
I mean, obviously don't do it on Christmas Day.
We'll probably...
Well, all right. Apparently Thomas knows best.
Thomas. Okay. what else? Yeah,
why would you think Christmas Day, Jacob?
Why would I think that?
The Button Mashers will be uploading their latest and greatest videos on our front page.
Latest
and if they
greatest.
Have more than one, we will make a post letting you guys know. Also, I'm going to put something up on the forums regarding their, if you guys want to talk about stuff, their videos.
About stuff?
Their, the Button Mashers stuff. And have a little Ben Wade Q&A.
Ben Wade Q&A.
Mm-hmm. Playwise is looking for writers. If anyone out in internet land is...
Don't recruit her. No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
You can email me, Playwise.
Go to his site and find an email.
No.
Playwise
at gmx.com. Send me an email.
Start throwing stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah. Sabotage.
Anything else? Site?
Other than that, we did a switcheroo. I moved the
right
side of the site to the left side. So hopefully nobody had a seizure when they did that.
I heard that
some people got like zombie toast
seizure,
busted a tit because she was like, I can't do it. But other than that, you know, thank you for all the questions. I mean, we didn't have a podcast last week because everyone was busy.
I mean, it was too. We just couldn't get together.
Yeah. But after this, you know, chat box will finally open again.
Yeah, I've been gone because I was resting up the past week and had tons of exams and stuff, but pretty much after Tuesday, once my exams are over, I'll be back in the chat box. Well, I don't know. It seemed like people were losing interest in the event, so. And then we can't find Walking Dead because they don't really post those up regularly.
I know.
So, yeah. I don't know what we're going to do.
Undercovers came out a lot, but nobody cares about it anymore.
I don't know. We watched that a while, but then it was like, this show's not that great.
All right, well, you guys will just talk
about it. So, we'll figure out something to do with the chat box viewing parties or whatever.
Yeah. Also...
Place Tofu Boy.
I guess we'll be updating the chat box on Facebook. Letting them know that we're having chat.
Oh, yeah. We'll be letting... Because whenever we do those chat box things, we're going to try and... I mean, obviously, I'll put up on Twitter, but
we'll be putting it up everywhere.
We'll post up on Facebook to give people a heads up so they can come out and chat and see what's going on.
Have fun, trade in some nude pics.
Hey, that's how we do it here at EGH.
What else?
I think that's about it.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the Button Mashers.
Check out Button Mashers.
Well, you didn't even subscribe to our channel.
Hey, we've got 14, which is... I think we've gotten to quite a few since
we have.
Since,
that is a weird
since
thing.
The, you got 14 subscribers.
thanks, Ben, for the
I was impressed with that. I couldn't believe it. 14.
So impressed.
Dude, it's like the greatest.
Well,
yeah, definitely check out the guys. They have some great videos.
Yeah, we're going to be working with VGH on some stuff. So
read articles on Playwise.
Read articles. Check out his
check
WordPress.
Out his journal WordPress.
WordPress journal. And journal. He's got a daily journal.
My diary.
Live journal.
Diary of video games.
No. But other than that.
MySpace.
Oh, no, you were doing a live stream earlier.
I was doing a live stream.
Did anybody come out and watch?
I don't know. I wasn't even looking.
A live stream of what?
I guess of Connect.
I was doing a live stream of multiplayer Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
And a little bit of the game.
Sonic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right. That's pretty much it. You know, we'll keep you guys updated on the side.
Thanks, Jerry, Ben, coming out.
Yeah.
And
thank you,
Ben and Jerry,
for having me.
Hey, it's been our pleasure. But guys, thanks for listening. And
we're gonna play Dance Central now.
Play Dance Central, and we'll talk to you guys next week. See ya.